I called you back in because your next task starts right now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. He's changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin. No.
He shoots, he scores! It could have been Spicoli and changed the whole thing around!
Science says global warming, but I can't help thinking it has something to do with Jews.
And now,
oh, so fresh,
our feature presentation.
What was that clip about? Global warming?
Oh, you know, global warming, Jews, half a dozen of one, six of the other. You know how it goes.
You know what that is.
Huh. I believe that was the great Daryl Hammond being Walt Disney on the Saturday Night Live show this past weekend.
Okay. I gotcha.
That's funny. He's funny.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 14th of Aprilingus.
And the return of the man with the magic tongue, Ralph Garman's going to be back here this morning. So one by one, slowly, people are returning to work after Omar's wedding. Apparently, he knocked out about a half a dozen of us, but we're all fighting our way back.
Yeah, I don't – how's his tongue magic exactly
being? He just made that noise.
Yeah.
The la-la-la noise.
Oh,
which he does
I see.
Better than either
than
of you two, by the way.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you. We could rock
Look,
it if
I'm
you wanted.
Saying it how
I'm
it is.
I'm just saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've heard you try to rock it.
So we're going to take your phone calls for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, Tuesday edition, 1-800-520-1067. I'm playing hurt a little bit here this morning. It's going to be tough for me to go on.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm going to try to keep my game face on and, you know, be professional, do the best I can. But it's a little hard with, you know, obviously with what's going on. So I'll just do the best I can.
Yeah.
Bean, what's going on?
Well,
yeah. The bigger the setup, the smaller the thing that's going on.
I'm sure.
Not this time. Mike, I told you. Am I exaggerating? When I told you what I watched this morning and what happened, do you understand why I'm so upset?
I do.
He's humoring you.
Yeah,
you can hear it.
Don't fake it. What? Alita's not on doing weather? What? What
no,
tiny little insignificant thing?
I didn't have
thing?
Time last night, so I watched The Hills this morning. It looks like Heidi and Spencer broke up.
What?
Yeah, looks like they broke up.
Yeah, well,
what?
The thing is that we know that
they have a wedding
planned. Right, because yes. They're planning a wedding, right?
Yeah, yes. That's what they say, man. But it's out there and it's dangerous, and this could be it, man. And if those kids can't make it, I don't know how anybody else can make it. I really don't. Heidi shows up at the bar where Spencer's hanging out with the bartender that she's told him not to see anymore because she doesn't trust her. And meanwhile, Heidi went back to her parents in Colorado, and she was out having dinner with her parents, and her high school ex-boyfriend stopped by the table, and mom's trying to fix them up. There's just too many people trying to pull our kids apart. It's too much drama, guys. I don't like it. It's making me nervous. What happens if Heidi and Spencer
drama?
Break up? Come on.
Yeah.
I want to go back to they had actual drama on the show.
Yeah, how does anyone believe that? It's like WWE. Once you get caught kind of just faking for the camera.
Right.
Okay, you broke up. But.
How dare you suggest it's not real, man? This is real emotion. These people are hurting, Kevin, and all you do is laugh.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about
Heidi's
that.
Heidi's demanding that Spencer goes to therapy now, and he's like, just because, dude, I don't really want to do the voice. But
I want to hear it.
Oh, that sounds more like Tad than it does Spencer.
Let's hear it.
Just because a dude goes to school one more year than I do doesn't give him the right to tell me how to live my life.
Wow.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to try to put it behind me and just move on, do the best I can today. But I'm a little unnerved because it was hard for me to watch. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure. You were probably sobbing.
I was.
He's being upset. On the couch, eyes
no,
red.
Don't break up.
Rolling around on the floor, flailing his arms and legs.
I can't go on.
All right. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
What it do,
what it do, nephew.
New from Rogue Pictures, the film is called Fighting, and it stars Channing Tatum and Terrence Howard. Hey, Kevin, some dreams are worth fighting for, it says here.
I hear that. Does it say, hey, Kevin?
No, I actually added that. That's poetic license. In theaters on April the 24th, so please enjoy for giving us a call right now for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew. You're going to the movies on us.
All right, let's start with Robbie in Moreno Valley. Good morning, Robbie.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming back, Lisa.
Oh.
I missed you.
Thank you. That's nice.
We all did.
Yes, we did.
Appreciate that.
But my question is I listen to the podcast because I can't listen to you guys all day because I'm in construction.
Right.
So I usually listen to you on my long-ass drive home in traffic. Why do you guys have to, on the podcast, bleep everything out? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
why
do.
Why could we not put it up unedited so that you could actually...
I don't know.
Because
I think I know why.
Right.
I think because you're talking about probably a lot of stuff that happens in the 5 o'clock hour that gets beeped after Ralph's been drinking when he starts to use that language. And I don't think that an unbeeped copy exists to make the podcast from.
It would be great if you guys could, because then we can hear Sean Connery and all his wonders.
Yeah.
No. You,
you don't want
me,
to. It's worse than anything you're thinking it is.
It really is. You do
yes,
not.
Yes, you do.
Ever.
What's wrong with you?
Want to hear Sean Connery?
Yes. Oh, man. It'd just be awesome to just, sometimes you can't understand what he's saying. It's like, well, what is he talking about, But
yeah.
I'm just dying laughing.
It's usually one of three or four words, though, I can tell you that.
Robbie, once we did put up a Sean Connery bit unedited and corporate made us take it down
within
a week. It was Gene Simmons and Sean Connery on the phone at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but if it's on podcast, it's my choice to hear it, not...
Listen, I hear you. I purposely don't watch South Park on Comedy Central now. I wait till the iTunes version because it's unedited.
Right.
So you can hear him cursing, and it's really so much funnier to me.
But is there some sort of issue with anyone can download a podcast? There's no age thing? Might that be an issue as well?
On some music, there's the clean version, and there's the explicit version.
Right.
So you have your choice of which one you want to pick.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, you bring up a good point. But I think Mike is also right that corporate is concerned about stuff like that for reasons maybe we don't understand because we're not lawyers.
Right.
But I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, and thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it, right?
Well, one more thing, Bean.
He's exceeding his limit, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I want you to, I don't know, you probably remember my emails, but I really want you to start doing your podcasts again.
Wow.
Boy, do you love podcasts.
This guy loves podcasts.
He sure does. Long drive home.
That's too much love for podcasts.
He runs out.
All right, Robbie, thank you for the call. Let's try John from a mystery city on line 3. Hey, John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, John?
What's going on?
Hey, so I work in, pretty much South LA. I work for a city. I'm not going to say what I do. But long story short...
We didn't ask, and we don't care.
Awesome. We have a lot of African-American, pretty much guys, and there's a new thing going around where everyone's saying, can I get an Obama? And I looked at a guy, I said, what does that mean? He's all like, can I get an amen? Someone came up on some welfare check or something like that. They're just like saying, can I get Obama up in this bitch? And it's catching on. It was like four or five people. I mean, I went to a liquor store to go get some donuts. And,
Yeah, you went to a liquor store to get some donuts. That's why you went.
40.
Can I get an Obama is the same thing as can I get an amen?
Apparently. Can I get a hell yeah or...
I like it very much.
I'd like to start doing it as well.
Thank you, John.
It's catching on.
I'd like to be ahead of the curve.
And next time you get a chunk worked up about the African Americans and the welfare checks, you call us right back and try out your new material, all right? Thanks very much. Had everything but grape soda in that phone call. Thanks. Let's try Ben and Chino. It's been a big couple of weeks for high speed chases. They've been everywhere.
Yeah, they've been great.
Ben, that's what you're calling about. What's going on?
What to do, nephew?
What to do?
I was driving on the 15 North to work, and I see a truck coming the wrong way on the freeway.
Wow.
Right by me.
Oh,
and I called my buddy, telling him what happened, and all of a sudden I look, the guy's right behind me. Like 2 minutes later, he turned around. No cops anywhere.
Okay.
So he wasn't even being chased? He was just driving the wrong way down the road?
Yeah, no, he was being chased. There was cops everywhere when he was going the wrong way. And then 2 minutes later, he was coming up behind me again. So I got up and told my buddy, there's no cops anywhere.
So you got away with it.
He shook him somehow
and then turned around and was following you. I don't think that's possible.
I bet you the cops probably backed off and let the helicopter handle him, dude.
Yeah, I didn't see a helicopter. He flew by me, and then he just got on the 60 East from the 15, so I called Highway Patrol and tried to tell him where he was, but there was no cops in sight.
Well, sure, I'm glad you called the Highway Patrol instead of just calling your buddy back.
It sure does seem like they don't lose people very often.
Not very often. Does.
Especially if they're in a truck or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're okay, though, right, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can I get an Obama?
What was that? An Obama?
Yeah.
Not as smooth as we had hoped. We'll try and work it in again. Try and make that happen.
Okay. I thought that was okay because he's okay, but he didn't.
He didn't pick it up. Ben in Manhattan Beach. Good morning.
What it do?
How stupid are people these days? An elementary school in Virginia actually served margaritas to the kids there thinking it was limeade. I mean, I think tequila has a strong scent. Like, I'm not sure.
I love
that. Okay, wait.
First of all, you're the best. Second of all, how old are you?
Yeah.
I am 11.
11.
Yeah.
Okay, third of all, how do you know so much about tequila and margaritas?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been to Mexico before.
Yeah.
What place smells like tequila?
Donkey show.
He was in Mexico when he was 7 and he went crazy.
Airtight. Ben, why are you up and listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:30 in the morning at 11 years old?
Because I have to go to school at 7:20.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Do your parents know that you're calling us?
Yeah.
Do you
and
drink?
Cool with that.
Do you drink before school?
No.
You just wait till you get home like the rest of us? All right, Ben. Well, you're awesome. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day at school.
Wow. What just happened?
I don't know. That was a little bit surprising.
How dumb are people? And he delivered it like a comedian.
You sure did.
Let me tell you something about dumb people.
Can I get an Obama?
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
All right.
We have some live music in the studio. Silver Sun Pickups are going to be here today.
Nice. How about that?
I always love coming in on a morning like this because there's, you know, Studio R next to the main studio here. They're setting up for the band. They got the microphones. They got people hovering around trying to figure out why nothing works. It's always good times to see the race for them to see if they can actually get it working by the time the band's here. But that should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like them. Love their new album. We have a spokesperson from PETA on the program today.
What's this about?
Ralph did a little rant about PETA.
Oh,
and
boy.
He was not necessarily overwhelmingly thrilled with their tactics.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was the story, Bean? The particular
one? Well, it was important, and it was something that should have happened, but naturally PETA got ignored. But they were trying to get the Pet Shop Boys, Lisa, to change their name to the Rescue Shelter Boys.
That's right.
They're trying to spotlight not getting dogs from pet shops anymore. That's how they went about it. We were suggesting that although maybe there's a discussion to be had and why pet stores are not a good place to get pets, PETA doesn't exactly endear people to them with their tactics.
Yeah, that seems a little odd and
no, but
annoying.
The Pet Shop Boys are on the tip of everyone's
they are.
Tongue.
That's
so
true.
Well, that's the
that.
Thing, is it would make a huge impact if they were able to do it because there's not an iPod in America that doesn't have a Pet Shop Boys song on it.
We are going to try and whip up a frenzy in Sweden as two cover bands of ABBA are throwing down.
This is serious business.
They are fighting. They're suing each other. Yep. They're calling different people and spreading lies. It's good times over there.
So Kevin, over which one's the best fake ABBA?
Yes. So the Kevin and Bean investigative reports continue.
Awesome.
We're going to call Sweden. Very exciting. Puppygate 09?
Yeah.
Why?
Known as PWDs, the medium-sized breed has webbed feet and were once fish herders.
Come on. That's the kind of information you need about the president's new dog?
How do you herd fish?
We'll find out, won't we?
What does that even mean? We got your tickets for Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to talk to Amy Smart, who's in Prank High Voltage, which is coming out very soon.
That's
we're very excited
awesome.
Is that guy still running really fast?
Now he doesn't have to run so much as he does has to keep his heart charged. So he's sticking his tongue to batteries and everything else he can find.
Oh, dear okay. God.
To electrocute himself so that his heart has enough energy to keep going.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I would have bet you $1 billion they couldn't come up with a sequel to that movie that I would be interested in seeing. And this is looks awesome.
The first one was great.
It was.
But did he not fly off a building at
he
the
did.
End?
He did.
They a really high building.
They saved the series by the tagline on the posters is, anybody else would so be dead. That's awesome. They say it right there.
So we got that coming up. Did I mention tickets to Coachella?
You did.
I did just a second ago. All right. Yes, plus, we have tickets to Coachella as well.
Because those smaller bands are probably on in the daytime.
Right.
So we're a lot of sunblock. Okay. Or Carcella.
Okay. That's a good tip, Rodney. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Schubert. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. What? Why?
That's not the way you want to start a showbiz report. What's going on, Ralph?
It's been a bad week.
Really?
Yeah. First,
what's going wrong?
Yesterday I get the crushing news that one of the voices from my childhood, Harry Caris, has passed away.
Who's that?
He was a longtime sports announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
And also voice of the NFL films. Have you ever watched anything on NFL films?
Oh, yeah, I love him.
NFL Network, he was the voice of that after John Facenda died, who, of course, was the big voice.
He dropped dead in the broadcast booth, right, Rob?
Yeah, he was prepping for a game in Washington against the Nationals.
That's how you want to go, I guess.
Then Harry. Hey, Harry, wake up. Harry. Nothing.
Wow.
And then this morning I get the news that Marilyn Chambers has died. Marilyn Chambers, one of the pioneers of porn.
Yep.
One of the classic porn stars has passed away at the age of 56.
Mm.
They don't know why yet, huh?
No, they don't. She was in the movie Behind the Green Door, which you've never seen. If you've never seen Behind the Green Door.
Haven't.
And you think, oh, that movie was made, what, in the early 70s? Can't shock me. You rent that.
Really?
Say, what? They were doing this in the 70s? Those little freaks. Yeah, classic. So it's a sad time.
Wow.
And then some guy named Mark Friedrich died.
The bird. Too. The bird died. I was bummed out to hear that. He was super young, too.
He was some pitcher, I guess.
He was a huge, huge pitcher and a rock star back in the 70s. He was so famous and so popular. But he died in some farm accident. He was also very young, just like Marilyn Chambers. I think they were both in their 50s.
On his farm. So it was a farm accident, technically, but apparently a car fell on him.
What?
He was under his car working on it, and the car jack dislodged, and the car landed on him as he was working on it.
That's not on my list of ways I want to go.
That is not a good way to go. No.
Dude.
Well, if you're one of those people who wants to insist that celebrities die in threes, this was an easy set for you to accumulate.
I don't know. That last one, you're like stretching that. For a bit on that last
Dude,
one.
The bird was a big deal.
And the bird is the word.
I hear the bird is the word.
I've heard that too, as well.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your celebrity death update.
All right.
But Marilyn Chambers. I have.
Oh, we know what you've done.
Hours of pleasure that I have to thank her for. Now it's all too late.
What do they do behind the green screen or green door? Or
behind
whatever?
The green door, they do freaky stuff. Right. Weird, wacky stuff. But I enjoyed it. Congratulations to Josh Holloway of Lost, who plays Sawyer, of course, on that very popular TV series. He and his wife, Jessica, had a daughter yesterday. And I'm not saying Jessica to be funny, like I'm speaking Spanglish. It starts with a Y. Jessica.
Okay. Oh, wow.
They had a daughter on April the 9th in Oahu, of course, where Josh films Lost. The baby's name, Java.
Java.
Not Java?
Not Java. Java. J-A-V-A. Java Kumala Holloway.
Wow.
Look, you're not always going to live in Hawaii. Okay, Josh?
May fit now.
When you come back to L.A. after the show goes up the air and you're trying to get movie work, imagine a little Java going to school in Woodland Hills. It's not going to go over too big. Unless she works at a coffee shop. Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tila Tequila.
Yeah. Bell, no bell these days.
No. Yeah, no bell peace prize.
What's the anti-bell? What's that? We need a sound for that.
She, of course, is reportedly dating Billy Corgan now, who we just played moments ago. She had a bad weekend. Apparently, a deranged stalker broke into her home on Easter Sunday and smashed up nearly everything she owns.
That, you know, Ralph, it's funny because you were sick yesterday, but we talked about that briefly, but we didn't know, no one else picked it up, didn't know if it was real, we couldn't figure out, like, it would seem too strange.
Harvey didn't even know about it when we talked to him, I was like, it just seemed like, because it's Tila Tequila, I fear it's a publicity stunt, but I don't know.
But it's still out there. Where'd you get it from? You got it from some one of the websites?
Contactmusic.com is the entertainment news website.
Must
I got
be
it
real.
From.
That is sucky.
Apparently, she said that the situation is very scary, considering the fact that someone locked her dog in the trunk of her car.
Yeah, as well as trash everything.
Hey, that's not good.
But everything is okay, and she'll be moving very soon, she claims. Look, you may be right. It wouldn't be beyond her, I'm sure, to Twitter this information, trying to get some sort of heat for herself. But
yeah. And she's got the new implants, too, so she's got people looking at her again.
That's true. Fabio had a bad weekend, too. Have you guys heard about this or not?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. He was driving his rented Ferrari Saturday through the Hollywood Hills and lost control and totaled the car. World Class Cars, the rental agency. He doesn't know Fabio's out there renting a Ferrari for like $29 a day, trying to look like somebody. They have released this statement yesterday. We are not very proud of the fact that Fabio wrecked our car.
Not very proud.
World Class Cars. I wonder if a goose hit the windshield.
A goose?
I had to try to get that in for being beamed. I can see that coming right down the freeway. Great. Goose hit his windshield.
That would be great.
It'd be awesome. Lindsay Lohan apparently is having a rough time since the breakup with her girlfriend Samantha Ronson. Fox News was reporting she took a flying leap off the wagon, if she ever was on one, and just drowned her sorrows over this weekend. Mm. Partying hard, nodding off at bars.
Oh, good.
And apparently it got some fresh ink at a tattoo parlor this weekend as well.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So she is well on her way to recovery.
She needs to take your advice, Ralph, of last week, and just stay home.
Just
that's what she needs to do.
Not even stay home. No one should see you for 5 years. They should be whatever happened to her. And then you come back and you do like an independent film and everyone's raving about your performance and you get your career back.
Good idea.
Don't blow this, Lindsay.
But in drunken celebrity news, Amy Winehouse back in the news. Not Amy so much, but her future ex-husband, Blake Fielder Civil, who apparently has knocked up someone else.
Yay!
Well done.
Hey, at least it wasn't her.
In between stints in jail and rehab, somehow he managed to hook up with another young lady by the name of Jalene Morris, and she apparently is expecting. She is with child.
Mike told us that she's even uglier than Amy Winehouse, if you can believe it.
I don't know that.
So he does not have a good track record.
You're trying to find girls in between jail and rehab. Sometimes you got to take what you can get.
Not to pick
I'm not guessing it's not the freaking Miss Universe pageant while you're in the van traveling from holdup to your first meeting.
And do you want to go anywhere Amy Winehouse has been?
God, no.
Really? That's not a person you want to follow either.
Yeah, but it's better than the other way around. You know what I mean?
No. Yes, I do.
Saying you don't want to follow him.
Yeah,
with
true.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
But to follow Amy Winehouse with him
is both bad,
but it's better.
Yeah.
The one is more easily sanitized, I think, than the other.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the other one's like just a primordial ooze pit. You know, there's like there's evolution going on down there.
Sure.
And things are growing legs and crawling out and walking on land for the first time. It's a Darwinian wet dream. Darwinian's wet dream.
Opening Coachella on Friday.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Ready for the big Carcella.
All right, Carcella. Today's celebrity birthdays. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond is 49 years old today. If you want to get him a gift, find him a photographer to punch. Robert Carlyle from The Full Monty and Angela's Ashes turns 48 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall is 41. Adrian Brody, Oscar winner for The Pianist, is 36
Ralph,
years old today.
Come on.
The
Can
Pianist.
That, please.
Pianist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
DeBrat is 35 years old today. Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine turns 13. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32 years old. Happy birthday, Buffy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let's talk about Puppygate 09. Mm-hmm. I've had it. I would like to see all TV and internet news come to a halt.
It's Puppypalooza, though.
It's over. It's over.
It's Puppypalooza, Kevin.
It's over.
You don't understand. Some guy in Washington got a dog.
Some dude in Washington got a dog that someone else that was related to somebody else in Washington's dog, and they are filling time with this story like I've never seen. I love dogs a lot.
Yeah,
everyone here. I could care less what dog the president has, unless it's going to bite someone in the ass. then I would be interested. Right now,
Kevin,
I'm not.
Nothing else is going on.
Here's some of the stupid coverage.
President Obama made a promise to his girls. Now that promise is about to be fulfilled. Next, a sneak peek at the soon-to-be first dog.
Okay, now, so that's a tease.
Hang on.
So now you're going to wait through commercials so that you can come back and get a sneak peek at their dog.
Today, the Obama family got a special visitor, not the Easter Bunny.
Oh, that's so crazy.
No, you didn't.
We're not talking about the Easter Bunny here.
Future first dog. It was Bo, the Portuguese water dog's first visit to the White House. Bo officially belongs to the Obama girls, Sasha and Malia.
All right. You think they're done, right?
Yeah. What else is there really to say?
The dog is a gift from Senator Ted Kennedy to the Obama family. Bo's not living at the White House just yet. He's working with some special trainers before he arrives, hopefully sometime later this week.
I like that that she says special trainers because she doesn't want to say poop.
I think there are fears when you have furniture that's 200 years old in the White House that your dog is going to come in and chew it all up. I think that's why they take special care before they let the dog in the White House.
Right, I understand that. But yeah, is that news?
Didn't pass the test, right? Some dogs had to be sent away. Didn't Bill Clinton's dog had to be sent somewhere else?
You know, is it news is the question, because I was thinking about this yesterday. Because I kind of am with you on this, and I love dogs too. I'm kind of with you that I don't know why it has to be covered. Like, why is it news if the president gets a dog? It's not news if the vice president gets a dog. I mean, why just the president? Why is that the only person in the world? If any other celebrity gets a dog, it's not news.
Now, Bean's a guy who will send out pictures of his dogs to people.
Yes,
he will send them pictures. He doesn't care.
You know, it's a mention. I can certainly see it's a mention because he made that promise to his kids on TV. It's a mention. That's it. It's done.
If that.
It's not 5 minutes of the evening news, which it seemed to be on every single channel yesterday.
All right. We've taken the Obama family dog story to a whole new level. Meet Tsunami.
All right. Now, which show is this, Bean? You sent this clip?
This is Access Hollywood. That's the beautiful Maria Menounos doing the report.
Access Hollywood with their little dance music in the background. Meet Tsunami. This is now a dog that's related to the first pup.
He's related to the Obamas' new six-month-old pup, Bo. Both are black and white Portuguese water dogs, and Tsunami here assures me that Bo is ready to move from the doghouse to the White House.
See, because it's so clever. Funny.
Yes.
Come on.
Wordplay. You get a dog that's related to the dog that's in the White House, and bring that dog onto the set so you can put him on TV.
And you know what this one's telling me? Bo's ready. Come on!
He took it to a whole new level, Kevin.
Are we three? Oh, what? What's that? Oh, very excited about going to the White House. Yes. How come they don't bring you, Tsunami? Okay. What's happening?
I'm curious if there's anyone listening who is not the person we're talking about. If there's somebody listening who is excited about the president getting a new dog and wants more information on the dog and wants to see pictures and video and details and wants to hear about the dog's history and what the dog's being housebroken is all about. I mean, besides people who maybe are batty for Portuguese water dogs, I can't imagine anybody else would really even watch a story like that.
But they're everywhere. They must. Every news, every entertainment show.
Ready for his first family fame, Bo adorably poses with a Hawaiian lei around his neck. He makes his official doggy debut when he moves in tomorrow, but he's already causing a puppy palooza.
Yes, he is.
Yes, puppy palooza.
It's a puppy palooza. Both words start with P.
They just are so excited to be able to try to be clever.
Wordplay. All right. So then it goes on.
Though he's only visited the first family, he's been busy in training school. Bo is already man's best friend in this White House photo, president and pup run down the hall.
You have earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House.
And the promised pet has Sasha and Malia's approval. With Dad holding her, Sasha greets the little guy as Michelle and Malia look on. Malia, who is allergic to dogs, has had no reaction to the hypoallergenic pooch.
All right.
Oh, thank God.
So that's it, right?
And how's this for lineage? Bo, named for Michelle's late father.
I'm going to effing hit somebody right in the face.
I now know more about Bo than I do about Barack Obama.
His nickname was Diddly, was a gift from Senator Ted Kennedy. The senator has three of these dogs, and Bo is the brother of Kennedy's canine, Cappy.
Okay, so now we have that information.
Now I'm getting confused.
The dog is the brother of Senator Ted Kennedy's dog.
Okay.
See?
Okay, so does that mean that Tsunami is also related to Cappy? I think he would.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. We need a follow-up report, a long, long follow-up news report. Who cares about this?
I need this diagrammed.
Yeah, no kidding. If you care, we want to talk to you.
Yes.
Known as PWDs, the medium-sized breed has webbed feet and were once fish herders. Their personality is presidentially perfect, intelligent, active, and loyal.
Just into our newsroom, brand new picture of Bo. Not Biden, the first pup.
See? Not Biden.
They're all so funny.
Because Bo is the first name of more than just that dog.
But Biden's first name is Joe.
Yes. But you could get it mixed up, couldn't you, Bean?
Okay. Now, this sounds like Fox News' coverage. I'm curious to hear what they're going to do. By the way, again, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. If you're the target audience of the hours of endless reporting on the first dog that was on television yesterday, we want to find out what's going on with you and why you care.
And how come you don't have anything else going on?
I have a picture of him, I'm told. There he is, said to be jogging with the president in the White House. Bo is a Portuguese water dog, or Porty. Not to say.
Okay, now Porty is new. We hadn't heard Porty.
I had never heard that. Nope.
So until this moment, we didn't know it was a Porty.
Not to say he's a big swimmer. A Texas breeder is helping move him to the White House after another family returned him. Bo is 6 months old, comes from the same lineage as Senator Kennedy's three Porties. Right. Here he's wearing a lei for a visit to the White House.
Right, and then he's wearing a lei. So then they started talking at length, Bean. I didn't have time to bring in the clip of Fox talking about how maybe they got the name from Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, my God.
And they just went on, like, making little puns and jokes the whole time.
Okay.
Why the first dog got to be black, by the way, is a question nobody's asking.
It's black and white.
What about
that? It's black and white, like Obama.
That's right.
See?
He's African-American, just like the president.
So that's happening. And by the way, that's just a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of the news that's been going on over the first pup.
That's all that happened yesterday, people.
I might, if this happens another day, I might take my own life. I might. I'm thinking of just ending it all. Puppy Lake for me, because I can't take this. We're going to give you a pair of tickets for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or all 3 days if you'd like.
That would be sweet.
To Coachella, which of course is this weekend. What you're going to have to do, though, is you're going to have to stump Rodney.
So fresh.
And Rodney is A, so fresh, and B, super knowledgeable about every band. And
absolutely.
Don't forget to wear your sunblock. Wear a lot of sunblock when you're out there.
All right, Rodney. Thank you. A lot of smaller bands at a thing like Coachella. That's part of the fun of it, is going out there and hanging out, you know, walking around and just finding new stuff that you weren't aware of.
Yeah. So smaller bands are probably on in the daytime.
Right.
So wear a lot of sunblock.
Right.
Or Coachella.
That's correct. We're sunblock at Coachella. So if you can stump Rodney about any one of the bands that's playing Coachella.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Call us now.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
We're going to give them away next for stump
Rodney. Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like, where is there...
If you call and stump Rodney, that's the answer. Yeah,
can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
Just go down there, then.
Yeah.
Do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available?
Yes, I'm sure there are. Thank you for asking.
Major fan of K-Rock.
Okay.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, thank you.
I don't think they're actually playing Hoff, but thank you. All right, a lot of people are calling, but I think they're calling because they just think we're giving away tickets. But in fact, you have to have a trivia question about one of the acts on the bill. You have to know the answer, and you have to be willing to stump Rodney, 1-800-520-1067.
And the Whores?
Well, I don't know.
Whoa, now we're getting somewhere.
I don't know anything about that. Do we have time for a couple of quick emails before we get to those phone calls? Here's a great idea for a phone topic, and I don't know that we've ever done this before, but Kirklister Chad writes in, and he sent this on Monday, which was a devastating day for him, and you'll find out why. Hey, Bean, I'm 33 years old. I'm from Cleveland, and I went to Miami University of Ohio. If you know of anyone who has suffered more heartbreak without a taste of victory in their lifetime while rooting for their local sports teams, I'd like to know who they are, especially after tonight. Our school made the national championship game in hockey, the first time any team from Miami, Ohio has made the finals in any sport in this the year the school celebrates its 200th anniversary. We had a 3-1 lead after 59 minutes, but of course, as I expected, being a native Clevelander, they lost it in overtime. Add that one to the numerous heartbreaks by the Indians, the Browns, and the Cavaliers over the years. And, well, like I said earlier, I'd like to see you find anyone else with as much of a history of sports heartbreak to speak of. I'm not asking for pity. I'm just wondering how I've been so cursed without ever appearing on the cover of Sports Illustrated or on your show. Oh, and by the way, the Indians are 0-5 this season. Hope you're well, Chad. I wonder, I mean, that would be interesting to find the people who have really never had anything to celebrate as a sports fan in their town. Because I bet there are people out there that rival this.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we're pretty spoiled in Southern California because there's a championship in one of the sports, it seems like, every few years. But there are places where they never win.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Clippers would be one of them.
Yes.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I got a lot of response to my rant on the smart car. Didn't seem so smart to me. It seems pretty small. You get hit, you die. That's it. Okay. Those are the facts. I was listening yesterday when Kevin stated he hates the smart car. His reason is not a valid reason, however. I think he's jealous because he doesn't have what it takes to be smart, LOL. I'd like to suggest that even if that is an L, it is not an LOL. You're not laughing out loud. And then it goes on to say it's got a 5-star crash rating at a speed of 45
really?
Miles an hour. I got so many emails from people saying the safety with those cars is off the charts.
Really?
What about all the YouTube videos that people were sending of the smart car running into the wall at 70 miles an hour, too?
Mike, what did we just see this morning?
Watching Channel 4 News this morning, and the head-on collision crash test for the smart car, the results were, as they put it, woefully bad.
Which is not a... I mean, it's not a surprise because you are literally 1 inch from the other car.
Yeah, there's not a lot of space between you to absorb the impact.
But here's what I don't understand, and I asked you this at the time. If you hate the smart cars because you fear for the driver's safety, why do you not hate motorcycles, which are even less safe than a smart car?
Because the motorcycle doesn't say smart all the way across the back of it.
That's what bugs you?
Well,
you are so odd.
The fact that it is called a smart car when in reality it's not also very smart is funny to me. That's all.
It is smart for the 99.999% of the people who drive it and don't wreck it and just drive it because they can park anywhere and get good gas mileage.
If I throw a piece of gum out my window, they're going to total it. That doesn't seem smart.
Hey, Bean writes, Kevin, hearing the earthquake prediction segment on Monday's show got me thinking about your old friend Nancy Leader from Zeta Talk. Oh, whatever happened to her?
Whatever happened to her is no one will let me call her anymore.
Near as I can tell, you guys have not had her on since January of 2007. I was wondering if there was a falling out or if you just started to get tired of her. I always thought she was a lot of fun. So, I don't know. Maybe, you know, in these crazy times that we live in, maybe it might be worth checking in with
Nancy.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I don't mind checking in with the Zeta Talk. And by the way, Kevin has one more great suggestion. Let's remember this next time we talk to Harvey Levin. Tell him this. 4 words. Girls of TMZ calendar. And put Kelly on the cover. It's so funny how many people like really watch that show, the TMZ television show, and totally dig on some of the chicks in the newsroom. Harvey's got some real hotties working there at TMZ.
Yeah.
Smart.
This isn't a bad idea, the girls of the TMZ calendar.
The subject line of this email is, the King of Mexico doesn't deserve to live.
Wow.
So I, of course, opened
it. Harsh.
Kevin, do me a favor and kick the King of Mexico in the balls for posting Wednesday's show for both Wednesday and Thursday's podcast on iTunes. Same show 2 days in a row.
Yeah, sometimes there's a slip up like that.
I can only stand to listen to your dead baby segment once a week. Thank you very much. Walker in Twin Falls, Idaho. And Dave the King of Mexico just said in my headset that was lightning. I'm not sure how.
Okay.
But lightning is wrong, man.
It makes sense,
and
right?
I do believe it, yes.
I'm just rad.
Dave's rad.
And I will tell you that if you do ever run into a problem like that, the one thing the King is good at is getting it corrected right away. So if you find that and email us, we will change it.
Although he will be less responsive now that I kick him in the balls.
Well, maybe so. All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you can stump Rodney, we're going to give you Coachella tickets right after this on the World Famous.
Right, 106.7 K-Rock, Rodney on the Rock Show, right.
Rodney, it's actually Kevin and Bean, but thank you for stopping by. You ready to help us give away some Coachella tickets for the big festival this weekend?
got the big Coachella Festival coming up this weekend.
It's really just Coachella. It's not so much.
Lots of sunscreen and sunblock.
Right.
And wear sunglasses. I have sun
now,
tea.
I'm amazed, Rodney, at how much you know about this festival, considering there are, you know, hundreds of bands. You seem to be well-versed in the tiniest detail of each of them.
I know all the bands because I've been in the radio business a long time now.
All right. So if people...
I know all the songs and bands that they're singing the songs.
Okay, so if people call up and try to stump you with some kind of trivia about bands that are playing Coachella, you ready to take them on?
That'd be Godhead.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
Right, Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
No.
Here
it's
at K-Rock.
Kevin
Thanks
B.
for listening
can,
to Kevin.
Can
and
we get to some calls, Rodney? Do you mind?
Right. Okay.
Okay. let's start with an easy one, Rodney, because you've had trouble in the past. Let's go to line two. We've got Edward in Ontario. We'll start you off with something that almost everyone listening knows and see how you do for Coachella tickets. Ed, you're on the air with the great Rodney Bingenheimer. Go ahead.
Good morning. Where are the Killers from?
Berlin.
Yeah.
All right, Berlin.
Did you even think about that question?
Sex, I'm a...
No.
All right.
You're thinking Metro. Of the band Berlin. He's asking the city that the Killers are from.
Right. Okay.
Is it Berlin, Edward?
No, it's Las Vegas.
Yes, it is. Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. You're
not
in
even
the drawing.
A band called Las Vegas.
Okay. That's not what he's... All right. Let's try William in Newport Beach on line one. Hey, William. Thanks for calling into the Kevin Bean Show. You're on with Rodney. Try to stump him.
Good morning, Rodney. What's going on?
All the right.
The band X. What is the drummer's nickname?
Suzanne Vega.
Is it Suzanne Vega?
That would be incorrect. It's DJ Bonebreaker.
My name is Luca.
William, you're in the drawing. Thank you. Let's try Stephen in Fullerton, line four. Stephen, can you stump Rodney for a chance at Coachella tickets?
Yes, what legendary 1970s band did Morrissey reunite after nearly 30 years?
The Stray Cats.
Is it the Stray Cats, Stephen?
No, it's the New York Dolls.
New York Dolls.
Rock This Town.
That sounds like Stray something Cats. You would know, the New York Dolls and Morrissey and that whole connection. Ronnie, seems like it'd be right in your wheelhouse.
Loggins and Messina.
What? Okay. There wasn't even another question.
All right. Let's try the easiest question
Human
on the board.
League.
Line six is Lou in Sylmar. Lewis, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Which one of the bands is headlining on Sunday in Coachella?
Okay. Huge band. That's easy. That's a gimme.
Easy question.
Throwaway.
Spandau Ballet.
Oh. I don't think so.
All right.
Is it Spandau Ballet?
No, nah, it's The Cure.
The Cure, yeah.
Rodney. Samantha Fox?
No, it's not Samantha Fox. It's The Cure. It's on all the posters. It's something we've been talking about on the radio for months now.
Big audio dynamite.
All right. Let's go to Shane.
Bauhaus.
Who is calling from Redlands. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Haircut 100?
Just wait for a question. All right, Shane, what's your question?
Yeah, what band was Henry Rollins in before he went solo?
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Really, Rodney? Does that make sense to you that Henry Rollins was in Echo and the Bunnymen?
Shane, is it
the
Echo
Escape Club.
And the Bunnymen?
No.
Is it the Escape
Black
Club?
Black it was Black Flag.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Almost the Escape Club, though.
The
That's
English
close.
Beat. English Beat.
Rodney, I don't think you've ever gotten one of these right, and we've been mouthing off about how you know everything.
Soul to Soul.
Okay.
You can't just right. name bands. At least wait for a question.
I was trying to play.
All right. Let's go to Elliot in Los Angeles. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, hi.
Hi.
Somewhere. Hi, Ron. Rodney, what city did Silver Sun Pickups recently play a Coachella warm-up show?
Debbie Gibson.
Go. That's not a city!
Debbie Gibsonville.
Is it Debbie Gibsonville?
It was not. It was Pomona.
Pomona. All right. Yeah. Congratulations. We're out, right?
Yeah, that's good.
That's fine.
I think
right.
Rodney really Rodney, kicked ass today.
How do you feel you did, Rodney?
Cindy Lauper?
That was just a good or bad answer.
Oh.
Lisa, who wins the tickets?
Elliot in Los Angeles is our winner.
Elliot. That was the last person. Elliot in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
You're the winner.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or all three?
Oh, I'll take all three.
All three. That are yours. And thanks for playing.
Let's all stop right now.
Yeah, wigwam. Lambeth.
A lot of rumors, by the way, that Weezer and Blink 182 are going to tour together this summer, which
nope.
will be outstanding. No, you don't think so?
Nope.
How come?
I have no idea.
He has no idea.
I'm just
okay.
trying to crush people's dreams. That's
although,
all.
Although the King of Mexico says he could die happy if that happened. If those two bands toured together.
It'd be the perfect summer for me.
And no doubt. Yeah.
Paramore.
Touring with Paramore. That's
and then
it.
My eyes would explode inside my brain.
Hey, the beautiful Amy Smart joins us after the news at 7, by the way, who we love so much. And I can't wait for this Crank sequel, but we'll talk all about that after the news. First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
I miss her because she used to work out at my gym, and I don't see her there anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to say hi and chat all the time. But I haven't seen her in months.
And then you got creepy, so she had to move?
Yeah.
I never creep.
I'd like to hear her tell that story.
Well, why don't you ask her when we get her on the phone? Smart
will
ass.
Will she know who you are, Ralph?
Yes,
if
she
we
will.
Say, hey, you used to work out with Ralph Garber, but she'll
yes,
know who you are. Okay.
Absolutely.
He would not stop talking to me.
Not the
That's
case at all.
Go.
Liars who lie.
Liar. Okay.
All right. Well, the Wall of Sound now has big bars in the window.
Yeah.
Nice. See what he did there?
How do I do it? Volume.
Yeah, so fresh.
Kevin, you don't get that?
No. I don't get that. Sorry.
Phil Spector.
Yes.
Legendary music producer.
Yes.
His trademark sound, his patented sound of production was known as the Wall of Sound.
Got it.
You see.
And he got found. I got it.
And now I'm right. saying that Wall of Sound has bars in the window.
Okay,
I'm
on.
Because he's going
I'm
to
in.
Prison.
I get it.
You sure suck all the joy out of good wordplay.
I'm in now.
Wordplay! He is found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of actress Lana Clarkson at his home in 2003. The jury came back with a verdict yesterday after the retrial that lasted 5 months. Sentencing is scheduled for May 29th, and the 69-year-old music producer could spend the rest of his life in prison, even if they give him, like, a year. So
guilty, 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 guilty!
This dude's not in good shape. However, they say his hair will get visiting rights.
Is that right?
So the hair will be stopping by.
I don't see him as doing well in prison.
No.
He seems a little frail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he and Rodney would be good in a cell together.
and that hair, look, don't you get a wig because your natural hair is bad? How do you pick wigs that are that ugly?
Did you see his latest one, the brown
yes!
one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's all about look at me, though,
it's
isn't
bad,
he?
Bad, bad, and worse.
He's trying to live like he still lives in 1967, you know? And that's
yeah.
how he had his hair 40 years ago. So he doesn't quite want to give up that persona.
What was his production technique known as, Kevin? What do they refer to those records?
the Wall them? Of Sound.
See? Oh, well done.
He can be taught.
Very familiar with that.
I did not think I would have put a dollar against him remembering that.
I feel like Annie Sullivan dealing with Helen Keller right now. It's like a major breakthrough. That was
yeah,
water. That was water.
You guys know, man.
That was water by the pump right there, that moment.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Annie Sullivan. Oh, never mind.
I don't even know what that is.
Right on the heels of the big pirate brouhaha. You see that over the weekend?
That was awesome.
The pirate rescue from our Navy SEALs?
That was awesome.
Spike TV has announced that they've just ordered a pilot for a new documentary series called Pirate Hunters.
Yeah!
Really?
Hell yeah!
It's all about the Navy's effort to combat pirate operations off Somalia's 1,900-mile coastline.
Hell yes!
That's awesome.
Network had been in talks with Navy for weeks about shooting the series, and this has just sort of solidified the public's desire to see more pirates battling stories.
Ahoy! Ahoy!
I don't think it's those kind of pirates.
Sounds like a pirate day is going to be awesome this year.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
Just a lot of gunshots will be ringing out. Katy Perry and Lady Gaga are best friends.
Yes.
I don't know whether that gives me an erection or not. As you know, I cannot figure out if Lady Gaga is hot or not. There is no evidence to one way or the other.
There's evidence.
Yeah, there's evidence. Look at her face.
I think she's kind of sexy, but not...
See?
But
this
not,
is what I'm talking about. You're going, thumbs down. It's like, Kevin's like, yeah, she's kind of sexy.
But not
no
in,
one knows. No one knows the answer to this.
But not in the classical sense. I mean, she kind of looks kind of weird.
I've never seen her real face.
Yeah, well.
She's always got some kind of zipper on her head or makeup or she's got
a zipper on her head.
Wow. You've never seen her with the makeup with a zipper on her eye? You've never seen that look? She literally has a zipper glued to one of her eyes.
That's what she wore on American Idol a couple weeks ago.
Or she's got a big wig with giant bangs covering her face, or she's got giant Teflon wings flapping in front of her. I've never seen her. No one's ever seen her.
You think that's a bad sign?
I'm just saying. I can't tell if she's hot or not, because she looks kind of sexy sometimes.
Yeah, don't you think that's a bad sign?
I'm saying she looks kind of sexy sometimes.
She seems to be undercover or hiding from the authorities or something. I don't know what's going on with her.
Anyway, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga are best buddies.
All right.
Apparently, Lady Gaga told the New York Daily News that they became good friends when they both decided to stop wearing pants at the same time.
Stop wearing pants.
Not panties.
Pants.
Pants.
Apparently, they go out quite a bit in like unitards and leggings and, you know, sweaters and stuff with tights but no pants.
I only pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
So they bonded over their love for this look, and they've since become fast friends.
Okay. All right.
Like I told you, I can't tell you whether I'm excited about that or not.
Yeah.
Because I can't get a grip on the Gaga. All I hear is Lady Gaga. Lady
really?
Gaga.
That's it?
Lady Goo Goo, Lady Gaga.
I'd like to try and help, but I can't.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't even know what that is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine's 13 years old today. Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know her as Buffy, 32 years old today. DeBrat turns 35. Adrian Brody, Oscar-winning actor, is 36. Anthony Michael Hall is 41. Robert Carlyle from The Full Monty, another motion pictures, turns 48 today. And Brad Garrett, Raymond, is 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, let's say good morning to Amy Smart. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Hi, Amy.
Beautiful people.
Speaking of the beautiful people, before we talk about Craig 2, which you won't talk to anyone today who's more excited about this movie than we are.
Really?
Ralph Garman, who works here on The Kevin and Bean Show, was making up stories about you today, Amy, and I think you ought to have the opportunity to defend yourself.
I sure do.
I was not making up stories, Amy. I just mentioned that we used to work out together at the same gym.
Which gym is that?
I guess I could say so. In training over on Beverly.
Okay. All right. You're right.
All right. And then he said
that you used to work out with Jesse.
Yes, you're right.
Yes.
And then he said we used to hang out and talk all the time. And so we were guessing that meant that he pretty much was hanging around going, hey, Amy, what are you going to work on now? Your arms? Yeah, your back? Okay. And then you ended up having to go to another gym because of his presence.
I was just saying I haven't seen you for a while there. I miss you.
Oh, you know, it just got too expensive, so I just another gym.
All right, fair enough.
Wow.
You know, that private training adds up.
Yes, it does.
Well, what I heard is that you left the gym because of Ralph being annoying. That's the way I'm interpreting this conversation.
Yes.
We can leave that story how it stands.
All right, good. Okay, excellent. Fantastic.
But Ralph, I remember you and I remember talking to you.
Yes, oh, I used to be in the boxing gym back there all the
time. She is an actress. How about that? She can really act. All right, let's talk about some business here, Amy, because I'm sure you hear this from people all the time. They come to you and they say, I loved Crank. It was one of the most inventive and exciting movies I saw in years, but there's no way to make a sequel out of that.
Everyone's like, wait, he died.
Yeah.
And that's when you said, well, let me be the star of the sequel.
Exactly. He doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly.
Wow. It's funny because they make it look like he's still alive in the trailers. That's the weird part.
It's an illusion.
So that had to be, obviously for the screenwriters, that had to be, how do we come up with something that's going to extend this story that's believable? And it sounds to me like they came up with tell people what's going on with Jason Statham's character this time around.
Well, so he does live. He gets an artificial heart transplant, and he basically only has an hour to live with the battery pack and the artificial heart.
Okay, so in the history of bad days, you're telling me that we went out of an airplane, hit the ground.
Well, he was poisoned first. You have to remember, he was poisoned.
And because he lives through all of that, they covet his heart and want it because. Somebody, you know, this other mafia guy wants it.
So gangsters take his heart out and put a battery in.
Exactly.
Okay. That could happen in real life, right? Yes. A battery that needs to constantly be recharged, though. That's what's unbelievable about it.
That's the best thing about this movie series is that the things that happen are not possible and completely...
It's a live-action cartoon, unbelievable. Is what it is.
But it's so well done, you go, yeah, I buy it. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
You don't doubt it. That's the strange part.
Clearly, obviously, it's over the top. But the way that the directors... kind of justified it is like 1 in 3 billion people could ever survive this.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's so outrageous, but you do believe the journey of it.
Right, right. All right, let me ask you a couple other things I've heard about this movie, Amy, and you tell me whether it's true or not. I don't want you to give away too much, but you decide. Is it true that Eve, your character, who, by the way, is very beautiful in the movie, is it true that she's doing some pole dancing?
That is true.
Oh!
Amy. Okay, all right. Now.
Okay.
Next question, and I don't know if I can even ask this in a straight face. Is it possible that I heard correctly that David Carradine, the great kung fu actor, is in your movie and his character's name is Poon Dong?
Yes.
This movie just gets better. Yes.
That's the best character name ever.
Poon Dong? We're supposed to look at that with a straight face, Amy?
You are.
We're not supposed to look at anything with a straight face.
I don't think you need a straight face at all to watch this movie. Your face could be totally crooked while you watch
this.
Poon Dong.
Yeah, that's the best.
What's this clip that we have, Kevin? You got us something from the movie.
This is a clip of somebody is looking for Chev, and he's trying to get information from you, and you pretty much just pick him up and slam him through a car window. That's the clip.
Hey.
Randy?
Hey.
What the hell are you doing here?
It's about the dude. Every cop in the city's looking for him.
What?
I'm trying to be cool to you, but I will. Drop the hammer. You want to drop the hammer, baby?
I'm in no mood today, Randy.
Wow, Eve's a badass.
That was Corey Haim, by the way.
Corey Haim.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
You did the right thing then. Slamming him to the car.
This movie does all this and it gives Corey Haim a job? This is a brilliant
and
film.
Corey Haim is great in it. He's hilarious.
Wait a minute.
Plays my pimp.
Wait, we may be thinking of a different Corey Haim then.
No, we're not. Trust me.
Corey Haim, he's the bad Corey.
Yes, he's that Corey.
Huh.
He's great in it. It's hilarious.
And he's back as your pimp?
Yes.
Does this mean besides stripping, you're also hooking?
He's kind of my pimp boyfriend at the beginning.
Wow.
Right, but answer.
Eve has definitely taken off as far as her sexuality since the first one. She
excellent.
Was completely liberated in Chinatown. Therefore, she started pole dancing.
Sure. Yeah, because she was humping in the middle of that square last time.
That was the best scene ever.
Guys, I know it's only April, and it may be too early to say this, but does this sound like the best movie of 2009? I mean, doesn't it have everything?
It really does. I smell Oscar.
I mean, Amy Smart pole dancing, Corey Haim getting beat up, a guy named Poon Dong. This sounds like the best movie ever.
This movie has everything.
I think in the third one, Eve has to be on her own, and she's got a different body part that needs recharging every hour. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I do, too.
The movie is called Crank 2 High Voltage. I think you can tell we're giddy with excitement over this one. We can't wait to see it this weekend. Amy Smart, wonderful to talk to you on the
nice
Kevin Beach Show. Thanks for coming on.
Too.
Thank you. Ralph Garman versus PETA coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show, and of course live music from the Silver Sun Pickups. Speaking of the pickups, speaking of Coachella this weekend, we got an email from Nick 3.0. He's going to Coachella. Hey Nick.
Hi Nick.
Going all weekend.
What's happening, Nick? You're going all 3 days?
All 3 days, yeah.
Who are you excited to see?
Paul McCartney. I love the Beatles and the Killers. They're my favorite band, and Franz Ferdinand, and it's going to be great. You know?
Wow. Now, are you camping out there, or did you get a place to stay and you'll just go back and forth every day?
I have a place to stay. I have family in the area.
Oh, perfect.
How about that?
We'd like to all crash with your family, if that's cool.
Yeah.
There's about 17 of us. Is that all right? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Just let me know the address.
It's done. This is the new and improved Nick 3.0, by the way, who no longer is a lowly sign holder. Now he has an actual Hollywood job where he's reading scripts, and now he's getting out there and doing stuff and hanging with the peeps and going places and living life and exciting and adventurous. But you had one concern about your trip to the desert this weekend, Nick, and I think we may be able to help you out with it.
Yeah, I want to know how to sneak a joint into, like, the fairground, into the grounds of, like, Coachella, you know, because I'm going to, like, really smoke out before I enter, but by the time, like, you know, the headliners come on, it'll
sure
probably die down.
Be worn off. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem is how do you get, I mean, what kind of security do they have? How much are they patting you down? What are they looking for when you head through the gate? That's what you're asking us.
Yeah, I just want to be sure, you know.
Nick, that's a pretty tight one. They have drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Seriously, you have to really be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to get busted. They have a jail right there.
Yeah. So
you don't want to spend the whole weekend behind bars.
Honestly,
yeah. No, I don't want that.
I would I'd put it in a balloon.
A balloon.
Yep.
You know what he's saying?
And I would
put in my ass.
I would swallow it. Well, either way,
you could go that direction or the other direction.
You
could put it in either end, and then just retrieve it when you get on the ground.
Yeah,
it's so.
Is there anything better than anything that
not safer, Nick?
Wait a minute. Do you want to not get caught?
I don't want to get caught,
but I don't want to, like, smoke a joint that was, like, in my ass. That's disgusting. That's
yeah, but it's going to be in a balloon. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be clean on the inside of the balloon. It's not going to be infected by anything around it.
Maybe I could, like, put it, like, in my underwear, like, close
no.
to
it. No, I tried. If you want to get found out, I mean, if you want to get caught, yeah, of course you can.
I tried that. I got found out and taken right to that little jail, and you don't want to be there, dude. I'm telling you.
I heard a few years ago Andy Dick got arrested for, like, smoking a joint, you know, at Coachella.
They're very, very tight with drugs out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can almost not get away with it. You can't even drink. Did you know that?
How do I know how serious you guys are?
What? We're giving you good advice. Do you want to get caught in that?
We've been. You haven't been. We're trying to hook you up.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
All right.
Okay.
So you're going to head out there. You're going to bring some joints, and we're saying you got to be super careful with it. So I would, if it were me, I'd swallow it and then just wait it out.
If I swallow it, won't it, like, go down my throat and thus it'd be gone?
Yes. In a balloon, again.
But not forever. You understand what happens to the food you eat, right, Nick?
Right. And then just wait it out. You'll get it, like, Saturday afternoon. You know?
Yeah, no,
it'll be perfect.
Kevin's right. You should swallow it Thursday at, like, 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, not Friday. Don't do it. Don't wait till Friday, but do it at, like, Thursday at noon.
And you'll be all set.
What if it hits while I'm driving? I don't want to be all messed up on the road, you know?
That's a good point.
No, Nick, I don't think you're getting it. Mm. The balloon doesn't dissolve. You will get that balloon back perfectly intact in about 12 hours.
It won't affect you physically.
Nick, you know how sometimes you see on the news somebody swallows an engagement ring and then they show the x-ray and then they wait for it to reappear? It's the same sort of deal we're talking about here.
So you don't get high by swallowing it. You swallow it in a balloon and then you wait for 12 hours and then, boom, magic.
Okay, right. you tracking with us now, son?
Yes.
It's the only way to get weed through Coachella. I'm telling you, that's...
Only there's no other way possible.
Yeah, well,
go the other direction.
The other end. That's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nick, if you really want to go this route, you can pretend to be blind and take a seeing eye dog and feed the dog the weed and then wait around.
That's true.
Because they do allow guide dogs and
that's, you know, some extra work, but that's true. Dogs. Yeah.
All right, we're trying to help.
I was just thinking maybe I should just put in my sock. You know?
No. You don't think they look for that in socks?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Nick. Don't be foolish.
You
man.
Have to swallow a balloon.
Really?
We know what we're speaking about.
Well, I don't want to lose it. I don't want it to, like, you know, I don't want it to, like, go in my stomach and then, you know, have to throw it up or crap it out.
Nick.
Now you're getting it. Now you're starting to get it. That's the idea, Nick. That's the way that it can't be detected.
Well, this all sounds pretty extreme, you know.
Well, you can't do it the other direction. It's not that. It's really not. I mean, you wrap it up in what? Foil or?
No, you can
not
use
foil.
You use the balloon.
Yes. You wrap it in foil and put it in your ass.
Or something.
Dip it in broken glass, according to Lisa.
And then swallow a hedgehog. Right?
The balloon goes both ways, Nick. And if you're going to go the other route, Nick, you just got to make sure you get yourself some good KY.
Listen to Nick, by the way. Nick is like, here's what you have to do to land on the moon. I don't know. That sounds too hard. I just sort of look at the moon instead. We're telling you how to do it, Nick. Go do it. Have a great time at Coachella. Call us next week. Let us know how it goes, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. For everybody else going, there's some public service announcements that you need to hear.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 14, Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing. And even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
We need somebody to go into Studio R, please, here at K-Rock, and rescue the band Silver Sun Pickups from lightning.
Yeah, it's rough. Oh, are they stuck in the lightning tsunami?
Yeah, he's been jawing in there for quite some time, and that's not going to work.
I know. Let me tell you about my puppy. I got a new puppy.
Members of the band are hanging themselves. Horrible. Silver Sun Pickups are going to be in just after 8 o'clock performing live on the Kevin and Bean Show. Lisa, I think you were out last week. I think you were on vacation, and you missed Ralph's rant against PETA, an organization that we all acknowledge has done some excellent work on behalf of animals over the years. But I think it was one too many stunts for you last week, right, Ralph?
Yeah, well, it was the one-two punch. First of all, they were dressing up as bludgeoned baby seals outside the Canadian consulate here in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
It was a day after they asked the Pet Shop Boys to officially change their name to the Rescue Shelter Boys. So that finally all pet shops would close once the Pet Shop Boys were no longer calling themselves that. Because, you know, they're white hot.
Did the Pet Shop Boys change their names to the Rescue Shelter Boys, would anyone ever hear about it?
No. It is the tree falling in the forest with no one there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to get somebody on from PETA, and they were kind enough to agree to join us on the program.
Not funny.
That's the wrong button. The Senior VP of Communications, Lisa Lang, joins us on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for coming on.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Lisa, appreciate what are you that. Guys doing? Really, what are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, the issue of the overpopulation crisis for cats and dogs is so huge. And, you know, with the economic crisis, it's even worse than it's been in many years. A lot of people are just dumping their dogs and cats at shelters.
Right.
When they go into foreclosure or they just feel like they can't afford to have them anymore. And we're constantly trying to think of creative ways to keep people thinking about easy things they can do to help cats and dogs and reduce the overpopulation problem.
Mm-hmm. And the Pet Shop Boys changing their name is one of those?
It's one small thing. We sent them a quick letter. It's just to get some attention on the very important issue. And they were kind enough to respond by posting something on their website. And right. The thing that this does is, I know it sounds silly, and it is silly, but what it does is it helps drive traffic to our website where we have video footage, where we have information about how people should adopt from shelters. You know, it's 6 to 8 million cats and dogs who are dumped at shelters every year, and half of them are euthanized. And it's a serious issue, but we're trying to think of a lighthearted way to tackle it so that it's, you know, something that... It got international attention, this silly letter to the Pet Shop Boys, and their subsequent response.
So Lisa, what you're saying, if I understand correctly, is as valid as all your points is about the problem, if you were to have just released a statement saying, hey, here's something you ought to think about, there's no way anyone would have covered it because it's not sexy and sensational and silly.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Now, we do both. We've done investigations, for example, on puppy mills, and we've uncovered, you know, just how horribly these breeder dogs live.
Right.
You know, and about 500,000 of these dogs are sent to pet stores every year while we're still killing so many homeless ones. So we do take a very serious approach very often. But people start to tune you out after a while. And we noticed, especially with the spay-neuter issue, that you know, people generally were kind of getting bored with it. And so we're always trying to think of ways to breathe life into campaigns. And this was just a fun kind of silly way to do it, and it worked.
Well, it didn't work to what you wanted it to do, which is to get people to stop going to pet shops and start rescuing dogs, right? Because people just looked at this story and said, well, that's just dumb.
No, they really didn't, actually, because we are able to watch what people do when they read stories in terms of what they do on our website. We got a huge spike to our website. We can watch what people do when they get there. They jump around, they read our fact sheets, they look at some of our videos of puppy mills, and is this letter to the Pet Shop Boys going to end the overpopulation crisis? No, but it's one small thing in our arsenal. And it's just, I mean, we have to, you know, it's the way media works these days, too, is these kind of quick, silly hits kind of help keep the issue alive. If it was all we were doing, then I'd have a problem with us. But it's just...
Did you get a lot of hits on your website when you asked us to stop calling fish and start calling them sea kittens?
Yeah, we really did. That was another successful campaign.
But Lisa, isn't it all probably the same people? I mean, when I hear things like that, I go, wow, that's a good cause, and those people are just a-holes, and I would never... It makes me turn on a good cause because it's angering.
Well, most people thought the sea kitten thing was cute. It didn't really make people angry. I mean, and that was kind of aimed at kids, And it was just a cute way. You try to figure out a way to call attention to fish and what they go through. It's a tough campaign.
Yeah, and, sure it is, yeah.
You know, and so...
Yeah, because it's fish. That's why. No one really cares what fish go through, because they're fish.
I think Lisa's point is a lot of people do, Ralph. You're missing the point here.
Well, look, it's our job to try to get people to care and let them understand that, you know, when fish are flopping around in the side of the boat after being caught, they're actually slowly suffocating to death. And, you know, I can't sit here and get someone's attention and talk to them about that very serious issue all the time just by approaching them on the facts alone. And so sometimes this is just another cutesy thing. But you also read about all our undercover investigations. I mean, we're constantly doing investigations. There are very serious stories about our issues as well. It's just a way of trying to stay in the front of people's minds.
Is that what you do when you're vandalizing stars on the Walk of Fame, too?
Vandalizing what?
Stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No. I'm sorry, I'm not even sure what you're referring to.
There have been stars of celebrities who have been targeted for having worn fur, I suppose, and apparently their stars are being vandalized and defamed on the Walk of Fame, stained with red paint and stuff like that.
Oh, well, we can't control everybody's actions, but...
So that's not an official PETA response? That you're aware of?
No. I mean, everything we do, we kind of shout from the highest mountaintop, and as you know. So, no, that's not something that we're responsible for.
Have you ever done anything where you all sat down afterwards and said, you know what, that, in retrospect, 2020 hindsight, you know what, that probably hurt our cause. Probably made more people angry than helped.
We do. We sit down and we assess everything, and I've personally had times when I've thought, gosh, I wish we'd done that differently. But I've been with PETA for 17 years, and I do have to say that the vast majority of things we do, when we come out on the other end of it, even if it's, you know, perceived as silly, like one of the things we did was we wrote a tongue-in-cheek letter to Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, yeah.
Telling them, you probably remember this.
Oh, yeah.
I told them to use breast milk, right?
Yeah, instead of cow's milk, because, you know, cow's milk is meant for their babies, just as human mothers make milk for theirs.
Right,
right.
And that kind of incensed some people, and I thought, I was dumbstruck by the response to that, because it was just a tongue-in-cheek letter. And frankly, I think PETA has a really good sense of humor. Sometimes people get a little too serious about things, but in that case, you know, we assessed it, we looked back. Again, the traffic to our website, the number of people who watched our undercover investigation footage of animals and slaughterhouses and on dairy farms, the number of people who actually ordered vegetarian recipes and downloaded our free vegetarian starter kits was enormous because of this silly little letter. Hmm. So, I mean, sometimes we'll get smacked around by people and, you know, they'll take us to task for our tactics. But really, in the end, if it works, meaning if people are getting the message, then this isn't a popularity contest for us as a group. What we're trying to do is just call attention to some serious issues. And if it didn't work, we wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, and it's easy for us, and it's easy for media in general to kind of focus on the negatives. And I know that that's what a lot of times we do on this program, because it's so dumb.
Well, they're forcing us to, Bean. They don't give us a choice. That's how they present themselves. It's hardly our fault for focusing on that. They wrote a letter to the Pet Shop Boys asking them to change their name.
Until Lisa comes on and says it's effective, though. I mean, that's the part that I guess we were
wondering. What is she going to say? No, these things, they never work. That's why we do them.
I don't have any reason to suspect she's not telling the truth. But I think when we were making fun of the Pet Shop Boys thing last week, our thought was, that's so dumb that it has to be turning off more people than it's turning on to the message. And it sounds like you're saying that the positives still outweigh the negatives on a story like this.
Oh, they do. I mean, I'd have to sit and think if there were times when we probably wouldn't do something again. Sure, in the time that I've been at PETA, yeah, we've done things that we thought, okay, well, that's the last time we'll do that.
I don't know how you can measure the negatives, by the way. I don't know how you can measure the amount of
people not
who go,
showing up to the website.
That was a waste of my time, and now I'm going to listen less to what PETA has to say because they wasted my time on that particular thing.
Well, and that is tough. I mean, we just kind of have to see... We look at the kind of media coverage we get, not just the amount, but the kind of media coverage we get. We also look at responses on our blog. We look at the way people respond by, as I said, you know, what videos are they watching on our site? How long are they staying on those videos? All of this, everything that's web-related is so helpful because we also know that if we put together a three-minute video that's packed full of really graphic and gruesome footage, if people are turning it off a minute in, then we've got to do something differently. So we do study this stuff. We really do. We don't just throw these things out there and go, that was funny, let's move on to the next one. You know, gotcha. we do our best to make it work. And the Pet Shop Boys thing, I mean, that's so inoffensive. It was just a cute letter. We were thrilled with their response saying that, you know, our cause is a good one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just one other point to make about that, the shelter workers in this city are so completely overwhelmed with animals, and they don't have the time, they don't have the resources to get, you know, some kind of pop culture attention on what is a life and death issue. These people go to work every day and look in these faces of these animals and realize that a good number of those dogs and cats are going to die at the end of the day. That is heartbreaking work.
Right.
And it's also something that people don't want to hear about. They just don't want to hear about. So we try to infuse these very serious campaigns with a little bit of humor, with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek approach, so that people stop and just for a second they think about it. They're reminded that this is an issue. And, you know, that's the method behind our madness.
Understood. Lisa Lang is the PETA Senior Vice President of Communications. We thank you for coming on today. Good luck with your cause, all right?
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
I love that band. I'm going to travel with them all summer.
I wish I had their gloves.
I do have their fingerless gloves, and I like to wear them, and I'm going to follow them everywhere they go.
Makes my eyes explode in my brain.
Dave is taking a leave of absence this summer from K-Rock, so he can follow Paramore, no doubt, around the country. All right, 7:56. Very excited. Ralph has the showbiz beat, and then right after that, in our studio, the band Silver Sun Pickups ahead of their Coachella appearance. Ralph, what's going on?
Got a feel for Mel Gibson, right?
Oh, yeah.
The divorce
thing? A
little
bit, yeah. Yeah.
His wife filed for divorce. He got a feel for him because when he married her, it was 1980. Guy didn't have, you know, a legendary pot to, you know, what in.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, nothing. Now he's got a fortune that's worth $900 million.
Wow.
And they do reside in California.
Yeah.
Meaning
yeah.
that his wife, Robin, could possibly end up with $450 million and have her attorney's fees paid for.
Yeah.
And get alimony.
Yeah. I'm sure Lisa doesn't think that's enough, though.
Well, right, they were married for 28 years. I mean, I think she had.
And she did direct The Passion of the
with
Christ.
His
that's
career.
True.
Absolutely.
$450 million for 28 years?
Raise seven kids.
Where can I get that job? Where do I get that,
to do
job?
That job?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems bogus.
It is bogus.
Whatever, she's getting the money.
What would Tyler Durden? What would Tyler Durden do? Says he should just kill her.
Oh, come on!
Spend $200 million on his defense and still save $249 million.
I hate to agree, but yeah,
that sounds a little rough.
Financially, like
the
right thing to do.
Do the math,
and most celebrities do get away with it.
Does make sense?
It's true.
It's true.
You know, if he divorces her, it's 100%. It's guaranteed he's going to lose that money.
Yeah,
if he kills her. Look, you got a shot. You never know.
You also have a shot at life in prison.
Right. But okay, well, it's not a 100% thing.
No. Know?
There is some room. There's some wiggle room there. You get divorced, sure. There's no wiggle room. You're definitely losing that money.
That's right.
Just saying.
Lisa makes it sound like she enters the marriage and doesn't get a penny for 28 years
That's
and then
correct.
Cashes out at the end for all of her work, forgetting the fact that she's been living the rich lifestyle for 28 years.
No, he tied her to a tree.
Okay. He just made her get pregnant over and over and over.
I'm sure
the whole
he did, and I'm sure she didn't want to.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's not
kids.
Catholic, just like
Dear
he is.
God.
I'm sure that was against
what
her will.
A nightmare.
I'm sure it was all. He just snuck up on her.
Just a living.
We're gonna start on this again.
What again? Oh, you're so sneaky with that whole vagina
exactly.
penis thing.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Speaking of penises and vaginas, McGee has announced he is developing a feature film version of the Tony-winning musical Spring Awakening.
Ugh, love that show.
That is.
It is a musical called Spring Awakening.
I don't even know what that is.
And McGee will be directing and producing, according to The Hollywood Reporter. He is developing the project with the original writer of the musical, Steven Sater, who is also working with the musician Duncan Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
To work on that thing. The story, apparently, Kevin, centers on a group of male and female students coming of age, exploring their homosexuality
S&M, loss of virginity, masturbation, and suicidal tendencies. It's got everything for everyone.
Wow. It's pretty heavy.
It's the feel-good hit of the summer is what it is right there.
Not really a date movie type of play.
I'm sure McGee
is there such a thing as a date movie type of play?
McGee will add some car chases, and the whole thing will come out all great. Right, that's all I'm saying. Now, Scarlett Johansson says she has not lost 14 pounds.
Good.
Kevin.
I don't want her to.
Did you say she had, Kevin?
No.
No, we were talking about it last week that she had lost 14 pounds because Gwen, what's her name? The ugly one?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Put her on some hideous diet and exercise plan. And she's seen photos of her. She looks gaunt. She looks emaciated.
Really?
Yeah. But Scarlett Johansson has stated, if I were to lose 14 pounds, I'd have to part with both arms and a foot.
Because I'm so skinny.
See? I'm frustrated with the irresponsibility of tabloid media, who sell the public ideas about what we should look like and how we should get there. Look, you're the one losing your cans. Not us.
Unacceptable, by the way.
Don't blame us for you getting all skinny and losing your rack. Claims have been made that I'm on a strict workout regime, regulated by co-stars, whipped into shape by trainers I've never met, eating sprouted grains I can't pronounce, and ultimately losing 14 pounds off my 5'3" frame, she says.
Just Scarlett Johansson. If you ask us, that rack of hers is one thing that does not get lost in translation.
See?
That was horrible.
See what
he
did?
From?
One of the best shows you're not watching? Life of Times of Tim or whatever the hell it is on HBO?
Oh, really?
What's the name of it be?
Life of Times of Tim. Yeah, it's a great show. Show.
It's like bad quote theater.
Well, he's reading it out of a tabloid. Reading it out loud, yeah.
Well, we need more context for our audio drops, I guess, then, in order for people to enjoy them. Okay, this next drop, a guy's reading.
It's from a show. And he's reading.
I just thought it was funny. He's making a joke about her boobs, that's all.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond is 49 years old today. Robert Carlyle from The Full Monty and Angela's Ashes turns 48. Anthony Michael Hall celebrates his 41st birthday. Adrian Brody turns 36. The Brat is 35. Sarah Michelle Gellar, better known as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, celebrates her 32nd birthday. And little Abigail Breslin, who warmed your heart in Little Miss Sunshine, and in about 6 years will warm your pants. But as for now, she is 13 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
How about Coachella this weekend? How about the Silver Sun pickups being on the bill and in the studio here at the world famous K-Rock?
Good morning.
Hey, you guys. How are you, man?
Nice to meet you guys.
Good, good. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're looking back. We see all those crazy band names.
Yeah, those are not all confirmed.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were in here with Kat, and I think we were hoping that a lot of them would get confirmed, but still, it's a secret.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not sure potential pubes has been confirmed yet.
Yeah, Syphilis Buffet, I think, is canceled.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, they can't make it?
Yeah, it's awful. It's
that's
awful.
My Saturday band.
I know.
Damn it.
But our competition is down now.
So, how's it feel playing Coachella, by the way? Is it wild? Is it just another gig, or is it something that you're a little bit amped for?
We did it in 2007. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
but think, now, you were the Silver Sun pickups. Back then, you were like, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah,
you know?
Now it's much worse.
Oh,
yeah. That's true. It's almost easier that way, right?
You've played a lot of kind of festivals like that, right? In Europe and all over the place. Mm-hmm. Do you like it, or is it difficult to kind of get out there in front of people that aren't your fans and try to win them over or whatever?
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to be a piece of a big thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think
there's less pressure, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Because if you suck it up, there's still someone coming after you that might be good.
Totally.
Okay.
I mean,
expectations.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you sit around and watch some of the other bands? Because I know
we try to.
It's really it's getting more and more difficult. I imagine.
Yeah, you want to. I remember we in Reading. Everybody was excited. We went to Reading. Like, how was it? And I thought, didn't see anything.
We sat in the mud for a while. Yeah. And then
we were doing press the whole time.
But yeah. when we would
play, we'd stop. You know, between songs, we could hear Arcade Fire in the distance, and we'd go like, let's pretend a tune so we can.
Everyone be like,
Yeah, silence for Arcade Fire. No, everybody listening. No, they're fine. If you just tune in, nothing happened to Arcade Fire.
Okay. Are you guys able to be fans, or are you too jaded and hipster rock stars so you won't admit that you're excited about Paul McCartney just a little bit?
We just learned about him, and we heard he's a new up-and-comer.
He's up-and-coming.
Yeah. Up-and-comer, yes.
There's a couple of new things we want to check out, like Leonard Cohen. He's got a MySpace happening.
He's like a 12-year-old, that guy.
Genius
little kid.
Morrissey, something like that.
Morrissey, sure.
There's this new crop of bands coming out of Los Angeles, and it's really insane. Come on, it's Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
man, I think I'm the
only one that's not excited about
really?
That.
Really?
I just have never...
Yeah, but once he straps it on the bass, you know?
Yeah.
I guess.
We're going to see you walking out.
We'll see you.
Yeah.
Who's right, that guy who just jumped on stage?
With the giant head. What's he doing?
Speaking of playing with bands, and as you mentioned, you've done a lot of festivals. You've had an opportunity to rub shoulders with a lot of bands and stuff. But I want to hear a little bit from your perspective of what it's like to open for Metallica the South by Southwest when everybody is there to see Metallica and you're not them.
You know, I think
we nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, did everyone leave before Metallica got on?
Yeah. Happy they closed the show for us because it was really nice of them. Yeah. It was really amazing. I mean, every time we get asked to do something, we always like to try things before. You know, we're not too precious about stuff. It's like, let's try it before it blows up in our face.
What was the worst that blew up in your face?
Nothing's blown up.
Nothing?
We've blown up ourselves.
Yeah.
But no outside. Like, we've done it ourselves, but nothing outside has come in. But Metallica, it was, you know, you have to do that. And
of course.
It was really, really amazing. It was fun. And I think people were, I mean, this isn't like we were touring with Metallica for the opening band at Staples Center. I think that'd be a different story.
Right, sure.
But, you know, if you're playing at Stubbs.
We would have feared for our lives.
Yeah, if there's 2,000, who can open for Metallica, really? You know, there's a bunch of bands. Right? But, you know, in a 2,000 seater place in Austin, people were just so jazzed to be there.
Yeah.
And I think there was a DJ around before us too. All the things were working in our favor. So when we came on and we started playing, people were just like, "Yeah, loud noises coming in my ear." But we've never seen ever that many people in black shirts
wearing the same shirt,
wearing Metallica headbanging to our own music.
Yeah,
it was pretty strange.
Sure,
it took them a while, but like after a few songs,
they kind of warmed up.
Yeah,
sure.
They're like that girl who's singing has a beard. I was like, hey guys,
people are confused.
Yeah, and there's a girl up there.
This is the voices of the Silver Sun Pickups, who are remarkably alert and awake for 8:15 in the morning.
Yeah,
coffee.
This is
coffee. Yeah.
This is a big day for y'all. Because Swoon comes out, and
I know
I know it must feel like you're finally, you know, you're giving birth to a baby that you've been nurturing for so long.
It does, and now we're ignoring it like the baby that we just got. Like, now go and get a job. Do stuff.
How long did it take you to do? Is it?
From we wrote it.
6, 9, 12 months?
I think.
2 days?
2 days, pretty much. And we don't tell our label.
There's a lot of bands coming in. Yeah, we just whipped it out in a week. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I know. A lot of bands lie. You know what I always love is, well, we wrote 705 songs.
Yeah.
We whittled them down to, you know, 30. It's like, oh, my goodness. So, and these are the 10 you ended up with?
You didn't have better choices out of 750?
Yeah, yeah. We always like, we write 9 songs and then stretch it to 10.
Yeah. Try to make them a little longer.
Yeah, yeah. That's why our songs are so long.
That could be 2 songs.
So how long did you work on it?
We started writing in February and then the thing was finished mastered in February of 2009.
So a year.
Yeah, a year pretty much from beginning to end. Yeah.
And how do you not play video games and watch we were just talking about Flight of the Conchords off the air.
We watched
what big
that.
Fans you are. How do you not get distracted so easily? I mean, if I were in a studio like that and playing, we'd order food and
well,
never get anything done.
There's time for all that. Really,
there's a lot of downtime. But,
there's some downtime.
You know.
But that's when we get to the studio. We're not quite in that.
Yeah,
we don't have.
In the practice,
we may have opened for Metallica, but you know, we're not neighbors.
Did you have a deadline because you already had a tour plan and you knew that you wanted to do things like Coachella and stuff, so you had to get it out by a certain time?
We had a deadline, and it. We went way, way, way past it. Like there was a hypothetical idea of when we were going to be done, and it.
And does someone call you and go, "Hey, it's been a month,
kind of,
and well, we were hoping."
Not really.
We kind of lucked out. Not really.
They didn't push you, really. Wow.
Yeah.
They left us alone. It's an interesting thing to be kind of a strange band, and you know. They just kind of leave.
I think they peaked out. They peaked out away from us.
Yeah,
away.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to talk to them. Well, you talk to them.
Around Thanksgiving, we started when we were making the record, and it was clearly there. We started realizing that our label and our management didn't even know what
they
was going on.
They hadn't heard anything. Yeah, so we're like, we thought you heard everything. Yeah.
They're like, so are you making a record? Because, you know, who knows? We might not be. We might be sitting in the jacuzzis high-fiving each other.
Well, that would be me. That's what I'm
talking
saying.
About. Yeah.
We'd never get anything done.
I know. I hear you.
Just not possible.
Yeah.
I have a question for the Silver Zen pickups.
Yes.
You guys, I know Kat has played you a bunch. She's played a ton of your songs.
Kat.
I hated you guys before I even heard you because Kat wouldn't stop talking
about
you.
Way. I've been that way a lot of bands.
Then I heard you, and then I was like, oh, they're good.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I've heard that. That is totally me. All right, man, stop talking about this band already. I'll listen to it eventually.
Right.
My favorite.
I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but I think she has a crush on three of you, so I don't want to narrow it down any more than that.
That's Nikki, Chris, and Joe.
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Silver Zen Pickups are here, by the way. They're going to be playing for us in a couple minutes, but we have to ask a couple more things that I know your fans have heard about and want to know more about. How do you get hooked up with Guitar Hero? How does something like that even happen? You just get a call out of the blue one day?
You know, we get baffled by the same things that everybody else gets baffled by. I mean, I wish there was a story that we were at some, you know, really chic place and this Guitar Hero guy came down and said, hey, I deem you worthy. And Steve Vai shows up and we start, you know, dueling.
Spotlights on him. And
but in reality, I think, I think what happens is they eventually just ran out of bands.
Really?
They got down to the S's. Let's give this a shot. Yell, red, yellow.
Was it one of your songs? Was it Panic Switch that was out before?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
That's how the Metallica thing actually happened, because it was Guitar Hero's party and they were also releasing this Metallica game. I've seen
the whole Guitar Hero,
where
the house blows up.
Yeah.
Subtle. All right, how are you at playing Panic Switch on the Guitar Hero?
Haven't played it yet. I know that.
Really?
No.
I can rock it.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I can totally rock it.
I always tell kids, you know, especially Lazy Eye, if you can play it on Guitar Hero, you can easily play it song in real life. It is way harder.
You know, it's funny, we had Tom Morello in from Rage Against the Machine, and he would not take us on. He would not, because he said, I don't have anything to gain, and some Yahoo DJ that plays 24 hours a day,
you know why?
Mouth off.
You would kill him.
Probably.
Because if you can play guitar at all or anything like that, it's impossible.
But I can't play guitar, so you can play Guitar Hero.
You can kill Guitar Hero, right?
And musicians that actually try to play and can't play Guitar Hero, like, they start questioning their meaning.
Tom Morello,
you would have
bruised a lot in Tom Morello, and he would have had some
I don't want to do that.
Howard Hughes moments. You know, some milk bottles.
Well, he was smart enough just to say no. Instead of losing his purpose in life.
No, I gain nothing by challenging you to Guitar Hero.
That's pretty good, by the way.
Is he in the room right now?
Just like him.
Silver Zen Pickups are here. You guys are playing on Friday, right?
Yeah.
What time? We can't find a schedule anywhere.
I don't know. We keep getting moved.
You don't know?
It's around 9:15.
No, I think it's 9 something.
9
12, 11.
So if you show up around 9 something.
It gets to be around 8:30-ish. Start looking around.
Just look around.
Do you know what stage you're on? Which tent you're in?
Second stage. Yeah, we might be on the dance.
We're on the dance stage.
Okay.
We will dance on. Nikki's dancing on the dance stage.
It's excellent.
Ballroom dance number.
We're gonna do that hologram on stage like that.
The Coachella people are into the ballroom dancing. I'll tell you that.
It's gonna be huge. We're gonna bring that back again.
All right. So Friday night ish, 9:15 ish.
That's the most vague plug. So we might be playing Friday.
It's closer than we had before.
When the sun's down, look around. There's not going to be much happening there.
All right, you guys are set up in the next room. You're going to play live?
Yeah.
Let's take a break and come back and do that. Silver Sun Pickups are here. Live music on.
F*** Silver Lake. F*** not washing your hair in tight jeans. F*** hipsters. F*** Silver Lake. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. F*** hipsters and Silver Lake.
I don't know that that's the attitude right there.
That was the best introduction we've ever had.
That's just mean.
That reminds us of our days at some club.
Sure. Straight out of Silver Lake, Silver Zen Pickups in the studio. The world-famous Kerouac, of course, playing Coachella this weekend. The new record is out today. It is called Swoon, and it is excellent. What are you guys going to play first for us?
Panic Switch.
Panic Switch.
Yeah.
Live Silver Zen Pickups on Kerouac.
All right, Nick. Get those boots.
Okay. Sleep on the
tonight. Pink slip inviting me inside. Wanna burn skin in brand what once was mine. But the red views keep ripping the divide. If I go anywhere you want me to go, I will know you still follow. When you see yourself in a crowded room, do you think I sit shiny pistol away? When you step in line or release that glitch, can you fall asleep with a panic switch? When you see yourself in a crowded room, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating away. Waiting, fading, floating. When you see yourself.
That crowd. People go crazy.
8:30 in the morning.
Oh, I didn't put my headphones on, so I didn't hear them.
Oh, it's just a huge, it's like the Rose Bowl.
Oh, wow.
You guys, I can't help but notice when I came in that you guys were playing Blister in the Sun. Yeah. That has to be kind of a fun part of your gig, is kind of playing covers.
Well, you know, Nikki, she's using this acoustic guitar, and you can't...
Kind of inspired us. Yeah,
well, let's have a little
do that,
of
do
it.
That. I need someone... Let me go on! Oh, no, what were we doing in here? Oh, yeah.
One for my something, and two for the other thing, and three for that stuff, four for the other thing, and five, well, I forgot what five was for, and six, I forgot what six was for as well, and seven.
Nicely done.
There you go.
I don't recognize those lyrics, but nicely done.
That's all right. We make
it's
up our own.
There's the audience. Can you guys do PYT for Michael Jackson? Do you have that in your repertoire?
Pretty unfair. I want to love you.
Well, you've done like Joy Division. You've done Bjork.
Yeah, we did Bjork in here just now.
What's your favorite?
Hello.
What's your favorite cover? Would you?
Joy Division. That was the one that we.
That's one of our first covers.
We did Shadow Play, but now I don't think we can do it anymore.
Yeah, it's been done by.
I think a very big rock band has done the cover of Shadow Play, so it sort of forced us off of that.
Okay.
But we used to play it all the time.
Yeah.
Silver says pick up.
I think there was one person on MySpace that said, Killers did a cover of you.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, that's nice. And I realized they saw a Shadow Play YouTube that we did. And they thought it was, it's gone so far now.
They totally
did. Why are they doing
that? Hey, I know you guys are going to play another song. Can we take a quick break and come back and do that?
If you feel like it.
What do you think, K-Rex Kevin?
We feel like it.
All right. Silver Sun Pickups are here. Swoon is out today. You're lame if you don't get it. And the band, of course, is playing Coachella Friday night. Nice. Opening for Paul McCartney. You know, they opened for Metallica. Now they're opening for Paul McCartney.
We will open forever. Like, and
he's closing for you. That's right. I said it wrong. We'll be back with more live music on the World Famous K-Rock right after this.
Well-oiled machine.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous K-Rock. Silver Sun Pickups are here. They're playing Friday at Coachella. They have a new CD called Swoon, which is out today.
Yeah. We've hit a new low point.
Awesome.
Oh my god. Oh, it's terrible. What have you done?
There's no gigs. No, yeah. What is it? We're back to square one. We're at square zero. No, square one. Square.
There was a song that we used to play. We still play on K-Rock that was a big, big hit from the band Silver Sun Pickups. It was called Lazy Eye. You guys still know that one?
I think so. Yeah, we'll find out in about a minute, see if we know it.
Fantastic.
Ready?
Live music, Silver Sun Pickups.
All right, ready.
Fantastic, guys. Fantastic. Friday at Coachella.
Yeah.
9:15-ish, we think.
Yeah.
One of the stages.
They just throw it together, sure. Coachella.
It
really does seem that way sometimes.
They just say, hey, play when you want.
Really?
Yeah, that's how it works.
So you'll just take the stage whenever you get out there?
Kind of, yeah.
I like
whenever
that.
We wake up.
I like it.
And
then we wake
awesome,
up. Yeah, 9,
awesome of you guys to come in so early. A.M., right. Awesome of you guys to come in, especially playing so early. We really appreciate it. And I hope we see more of you this year. Hint, hint.
All right. Well, yeah. We hope so.
I don't think, I'm not sure that we're all firing on all cylinders, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd like you to play Weenie Roast. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, wow.
Not that we have the ability to invite. We're just saying what we would like.
I thought you guys were in charge.
Dude, we are so not in charge.
This is it, right?
Not really.
This is your place.
Not really, no.
Yeah. Why do you have that bed?
Well, I sleep here. That doesn't mean I run it. It's much very different.
Yes.
Guys, thanks for coming, and we appreciate it. Swoon is the CD. It's out today. Silver Sun Pickups. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
They were excellent, by the way. That band's really good.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Very funny as well.
I'm not driving to the desert to see him again, but I enjoyed hearing this morning. I'll tell you that.
Wow. I don't think Coachella's really for you, Bean.
No.
Maybe not. Maybe not so for me. All right. 8:51, Tuesday morning. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
La, 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 la.
Sorry, the microphone's broken. My apologies.
This one's broken?
No, your regular one is broken.
Ah. Snoop's wife isn't dead.
Good.
Okay. He just wants everyone to know that.
Okay.
I don't know if you got the hits on the internet last weekend. Someone was saying it came from the California Highway Patrol website.
Really?
Talking about the fact that Shante Brodus, of course Snoop's wife, was in Snoop's basement. And the body needed to be picked up.
What?
You didn't see it on the...
What was the CHP site doing with that?
No one really knows where the story came from.
Just putting out a general call if anybody wanted to pick it up?
But... Snoop has issued the following statement saying, of course, the CHP rumors are absolutely not true, totally ridiculous, and most of all hurtful to Snoop Dogg and the family. Snoop, Shante, and their family are alive and well, and we appreciate the fans' concern for their safety. But Shante is not dead, nor in the basement.
I have a crazy theory that may not hold water, but this is the impression I got when I saw the story over the weekend, is TMZ was reporting that Snoop had a video camera in his house. He was doing an internet broadcast of him smoking pot. Okay?
Okay.
Which, by the way, is so a Snoop thing to do, would be to fire up the webcam just so we could watch him get high. And it almost sounded like the way the story was written, that somebody called in a report to the CHP of his wife being dead so that they could get a police officer to go out to his house.
What?
I got the impression that maybe they were trying to bust him for that, or they were something. You know what I mean? It's just they were trying to get the police involved because they wanted to get Snoop in trouble or something like that. And
but let's say that's true. Why would the CHP put that on their website?
I don't know. I think maybe the CHP has some sort of a deal where they log all the calls they have coming in or something. The whole thing is hinky.
They publish all the tips that they get over a certain hotline or through the internet or something.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
So one tip was Snoop Dogg's wife's body is in his basement.
And that was just a burn by somebody that wanted to get him.
I guess.
That's it. I'm just guessing. I'm just trying to put the pieces together, like how something like that could happen. It's pretty crazy.
Not true, though.
Not true.
Okay.
She's fine. Yeah.
She's fine. She's not dead, not in the basement.
That's good news. Yeah. She could be in the basement, but she's not dead, so that's
fine. And Snoop doesn't smoke anymore.
Right.
Ever.
He just
coaches football. The Jonas Brothers are out mining for gold.
What does that mean?
It means they are actually going out into the wilderness in Northern California and panning for gold in streams.
Aren't they making enough money where they don't have to do that?
You would think millionaires like themselves would find another way to spend time with their family, but they say it's a great outdoor fun event for their whole family.
What?
Wow.
They go out panning for gold in the streams of California.
Alrighty.
You know, people are finding gold out there.
They're not.
They are.
At a big enough rate to make it worth it?
Yes.
What?
It's like a new gold rush. All kinds of companies are doing all kinds of excursions out to these streams, and people are panning for gold and actually finding stuff.
Are you making that up?
I swear, I saw it on the news last week.
Huh.
It's a second gold rush. And especially now in this economy, people are thinking it's worthwhile to go out there and get some gold.
Well, they shouldn't be taking gold from people who really need
it. That's right, Jonas Brothers.
Selfish bastards.
With your new series, Jonas.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of the new series. Shut up. Jonas.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
That's true.
Joe Bros.
Hey, good point. Phil Spector has been found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of actress Lana Clarkson in his home in 2003. 2003 is when it happened, by the way.
I know, it's taken forever.
Wow.
You know what this year is?
2008. Exactly. What?
Nine.
It's even longer then than I thought.
Did you see his mugshot that they were showing today on the news all over the place?
Best. He looks good-looking fella.
So scary. What a psycho.
Oh, how do you say that? Just because he's crazy and he shoots people, you call him a psycho?
No, because of the look in his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Clearly psycho.
Well, that I'll accept.
Yeah.
Looks like Peter Krause is going back to work. Remember him from 6 Feet Under?
Sure.
Then for a short while, he was on Dirty Sexy Money, which is a show I liked a lot, but no one else watched.
Was he in Sports Night?
He was originally back in the day. Yeah,
love that show.
He's got a new show coming on NBC. It's a sitcom called Parenthood.
Parenthood.
Yes, if that sounds familiar, you've probably seen the 1989 movie starring Steve Martin.
Wow, that does not sound like his kind of show.
It doesn't, does it?
No. It does not. Apparently, they've just cast his wife, Diane Farr, from Numbers and from Californication, will be co-starring as Peter's wife on the show, Parenthood. So, for you fans of movies from 1989, congratulations.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
And Dee Dee Ramone's wife, Vera Ramone, is written a book.
Okay.
And in that book, she says the Ramones curse is absolutely real. She says three of the four original members of the group are dead. Their one-time manager, Linda Stein, was beaten to death in 2007. And Vera herself had a brain tumor that had to be successfully removed.
Wow.
Apparently, the estate of Dee Dee Ramone is trying to prevent the release of her book. Vera's attorney says no comment, but she's going to release it anyway. Meanwhile, Tommy Ramone, the last remaining member of the Ramones, has wrapped himself in bubble wrap. And is taking nothing but vitamin pills as he sits quietly in the corner of a padded room looking out the window.
They have lost more members than most bands of the 70s, that's for sure.
Well, because of the curse.
It's the curse. Yeah, it has to be. Or the drugs. Could be the drugs.
That as well. Look, if all of the Motley Crue members are still alive, it's not the drugs.
That's a good point.
The Rolling Stones are still alive, it's not the drugs.
Yeah.
It's the curse. In fact, they got Rodney as a fan. That'll do you in right there. And sadly, we say goodbye to a legend today. Adult film star Marilyn Chambers has passed away at the age of 56 years old. Apparently, she was found by her 17-year-old daughter Sunday night in her trailer.
Oh, no.
Says really? This story, yeah.
A lot of problems with that story.
That's bad right there.
That's bad on a lot of levels.
She became
you ever meet her, Ralph?
I did. I met her several times. Very nice lady.
You haven't met?
I've never slept with Marilyn.
All right, just checking.
But she became a star in the early 70s with the classic porn film Behind the Green Door, which was one of the more widely distributed films of the time. She was a model for Ivory Snow at the time she made that movie. When the movie came out, she was still on the box in stores.
Really?
Yes. And Ivory Snow, the detergent company, not too thrilled with the fact that a big porn star was the model on her on their box.
Let's call it an emergency meeting.
And by the way, Marilyn, first adult film star to shave her privates.
Yeah.
So we owe that to her too.
Wow.
Yes. Now you have some respect for her, don't you?
It's a big debt.
That's what I'm saying. Rest in peace, Marilyn. Today's celebrity birthdays: Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond, 49 years old today. First major sitcom star to shave his privates.
A lot of people don't know that.
Brad Garrett.
It's
yeah.
true.
Robert Carlyle, The Full Monty. Other films: he is 48 years old. Anthony Michael Hall is 41. Yo, dude. No, what's that? Yo, babe. Kiss your mother with that mouth. Wasn't that the line from 16 Channels? Pushing maximum density. That's another one of his lines. He says something about that.
I hope you're not looking
over. Nice mouth. She says something to him. She.
No, you're right.
Molly Ringwald.
She
says something to him, and he says, "Yo, babe."
Email Ralph at krock.com. He's looking for that info.
No, I know pushing maximum density. That's absolutely his line.
He said something about being spooned to death in that movie, too.
No,
that's correct. You should email Ralph about that.
That's true. If you know the line I'm talking about, just call in now so we can get this over with so we don't have to deal with the emails all day.
Email Ralph.
Anthony Michael Hall says to Molly Ringwald after she tells him to F off or something, "Yo, babe, kiss your mother with that mouth," or something. Isn't that that line?
That sounds really
sounds close to that. It's close to that. That's
close
I haven't
enough.
Seen the 16 candles in a while, Ralph, but is that I Can't Believe I Just Gave My Panties to a Geek? Is it that movie?
That's that one, yeah. Adrian Brody from The Pianist is 36 years old today. It's about a piano player, guys.
Oh.
So fresh.
Rapper DeBrat is 35. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32 years old. And actress Abigail Breslin, Little Miss Sunshine herself, she is 13 years old today. Do we have an answer to my
phone calls?
Let's just wait, because if not,
really?
Then we're going to have...
Ralph at
I don't want the emails. That's what this is all to avoid.
You brought it up. Did I bring it up?
This is to avoid.
Did Bean bring it up?
No.
Let's go to line one. They seem to know what I'm talking
about.
Jackie?
Hey, it's Nice Manners, babe, when she blows them off on the bus.
That's it. Nice Manners, babe. That's
there you go.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Jackie. I appreciate right. that. You saved me a lot of emails. Send those. In case you want to clarify, Kevin at KRock.com, he's the guy who sort of logs all those things for us here
really
on the
don't
show.
Do that at all.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It is, of course, a big week here in Southern California with the Coachella Music Festival coming this weekend. Silver Sun Pickups are one of the bands that's going to be playing. You'll hear from them live in just a few minutes here on KRock. Plus, we're giving away some tickets to Coachella this hour on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. How about that?
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I thought that was you. I can't tell.
Get the tickets to Coachella.
What?
Tickets to Coachella. You're absolutely right.
Yes, yes.
Bob, I'm glad you're here because we've got an instant request email we want to read from one of our listeners in Aurora, Colorado. Dan writes in, "Hey, guys, I haven't heard much of Anthony Kiedis or Bob Dylan on the show in the last few months, and I thought, why not get these guys together for a spelling bee? It would be a competition that would soon not be forgotten because they both pronounce words so clearly and effectively. Why not?" So that's what Dan requested. It seems a little weird to me, but we're willing to give it a try, aren't we?
Sure.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
All right, we heard from Bob already. Anthony Kiedis, good afternoon to you.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm excited to explore the cosmos.
Right, we were just looking for a spelling bee. Just a spelling bee. That's all the guy was asking for.
For spelling.
The idea was just to say a word and then you would spell
it. What are words?
Right.
What do they mean?
All right. Anthony, we're going to get back to you. Mr. Dylan has drawn the first word in the spelling bee, and we're going to start with him, okay? So you just stand by for 1 second. Bob, are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
All right.
Was that yes?
The word?
Yeah. All right.
The word is gulag.
Gulag.
No, gulag.
Gulag. Gulag.
Gulag.
Can you hear the things he...
Is he asking?
Right?
Asking for a sentence?
Use it in a sentence. Yes, please.
Okay. Mm. Stalin chose a 15th century monastery as the site for the first labor camp of the gulag.
Gulag.
Does that help?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gulag.
Yes. Have you started? Have you started? Which letter did you say first, Bob? I'm sorry, I had trouble making it out.
E.
E?
E?
No, no, I'm sorry. E, e is incorrect.
No, 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 E. Not E.
You're saying E.
No.
It sounded like you said E to B.
No.
I'm sorry, we have to move on. We have to move on to the next contestant, Bob.
E.
It's not E.
No.
Right.
E.
It isn't.
E.
You have already, I'm sorry, the judges have already buzzed you, Bob. We did not understand what the letter was that you asked.
It's all not right. D either.
No, not D.
Okay.
D.
All right. I'm willing to give it to him.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's give him a buzz. You're going to give him gulag. Okay, all right. Fantastic. Congratulations. So Bob is up one zip then.
Peace and love.
All right. Anthony, are you ready for your word?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Listen closely. Your word is herpetology. Herpetology.
Language of origin, please.
The language of origin, this word is originally a Greek word that passed into Latin.
Greek into Latin, herpetology. Herpetology.
Wacka dang bang, sag a wow, wicked dong, ring dang dang, dang, red bandana, smack a dang a lano, California, California, wacka dong dang, da dong, da dang,
I'm sorry.
Unless Bob's willing to accept that, I didn't hear any letters.
Yeah,
you'll accept that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. 1-1.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's. We got one more word, Bob. Let's see if you can break the tire. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Your word is Bowery. Yeah. Bowery.
Manny.
Bowery.
Manny.
No. Say it again. Bowery.
Manny.
Bowery.
Bowery.
I'm not hearing any consonants in the way you pronounce it, Bob.
What?
Have you started?
Did you already start?
Language
of origin, please be. Language. The word is Dutch. Dutch.
Yeah, oh,
Dutch.
Bowery.
Bowery. Let us know when you're going to start.
I'm Danny.
What? All right, we heard you're clearing your throat, but we haven't heard any letters yet.
Danny. Barry. Me. Barry.
It sounds like you said the same letter like 12 times.
Barry.
All right. I didn't hear any letters there, but Anthony, are you willing to accept it?
Me?
Why not?
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We have a winner, Bob Dylan.
You just gave the game away.
Yeah. What? You just gave the game away. You didn't even spell it.
Now I think about
it. Stupid mother.
Tuesday afternoon, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Argar?
Well, sad news today, in case you hadn't heard already. Marilyn Chambers, legendary porn star, has passed away at the age of 56 years old. Marilyn was found dead inside of her trailer in Santa Clarita, California, by her daughter. Reason for her death is not known right now. The autopsy will still have to be performed. But she was a star of one of the most legendary porn films of all time, Behind the Green Door. And you really need to see it if you've never seen it, and you're a connoisseur of such films, because she does amazing work. You know, Marilyn was one of the few girls who could John Holmes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was very proud of that.
Now that's a movie.
They should put that on her tombstone.
I could
Oh, come on, you guys.
And she was also the first porn star to completely shave her pubic region.
Yeah!
She gave us the first props to her for that. First bald eagle, as it were. So, Marilyn, we will not forget you.
Just stop and get a life. Porn's not even good anyway.
What?
Wow. That's that wrong.
Take it easy.
Way.
Good read, too.
Chris Brown's got a new girlfriend. Natalie Mejia is her name, and she is in the band Girlicious, the all-girl band Girlicious.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know if you've seen the photos of Natalie yet, but they were in a tattoo parlor this weekend, the two of them, shopping for some new ink for Chris.
Yeah.
I think he wants to get 1-0 put someplace on his on his back, his record.
No. No.
And Natalie said, yes, she was there with Chris on Saturday. It's true, we did visit a tattoo parlor together, but I can't say if we got anything done because that would be personal. So when asked if she was dating the girlfriend beating Chris Brown, she said, things are going well between us. He has treated me like a gentleman at all times, actually, and there are no complaints. So I guess they are involved together.
How about that?
I'm looking forward to the fight, personally.
Oh, is he the same weight class as Rihanna? Do we know?
Did you catch HBO's 24/7, Mejia Brown?
No, I didn't
24/7,
yet.
24/7, the new documentary.
That already
yeah, it's great. They're building up towards the pay-per-view, so I think we all have, we'll have something to look forward to. And, you know, I was thinking of Marilyn Chambers passing away today. Oh, there we go. Really? Really?
It's new.
It's not new.
What do you want
the
for me?
Sound effect, I use it every day, Kevin.
That's right, it's not new.
So I'm pounding on the button over here and just nothing happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
As I was thinking about Marilyn Chambers passing away today, I said, you know who should play her in the feature film version of her life? Lindsay Lohan.
Oh.
That's a way for Lindsay to get back in our good graces.
There and get into porn at the same time.
Exactly.
I like it.
We get to hit two birds with one stone.
I like it.
Two beavers with one log, as it were.
We get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because I think she is sexy. I think she could pull off Marilyn. And she seems to have a pretty good sense of humor about herself.
Pulling off Marilyn could be the name of it.
Did you see the new Funny or Die short film that she's made?
No.
No.
It's a spoof on those eHarmony commercials.
About
and
her?
It's Lindsay Lohan as if she had a video personal up on the website for eHarmony talking about her dating career and the kind of man she's looking for.
That's funny. It's hers.
Very funny, and it's very self-deprecating, and she pulls it off with great aplomb, as they say. Would you like to hear a little taste?
I don't know how aplomb is involved, but yes.
Here you go.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm searching for love. I'm recently single, I think, and I'm looking for someone who I can spend the rest of my life with, or at least the rest of my probation with. A little bit about me. I'm an actress, a singer, an entrepreneur, and I have single-handedly kept 90% of all gossip websites in business. I would define my personality as...
Drug?
Creative. I'm a bit of a night owl. I'm a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic, as well as a threat to all security guards if they work at hotels. And to put all those rumors to rest, I am not broke.
I actually have over $400 in the bank and 20,000 Marlboro miles, which I'm very proud of. I'm looking for a compatible mate who likes a night out on the town, as long as he or she is driving, of course, likes ankle monitoring bracelets, and doesn't have family members quick to issue restraining orders. The perfect mate loves long walks on the beach, car chases on the PCH, antiquing, and passing out in Cadillac Escalades.
Okay.
So if you think you can handle a redhead with a little bit of sass, and by that I mean a redhead that's crazy, I mean, don't pretend like you don't know me. We've all read about it. We'll crash a few parties, a car or two, but at the end of the day, I promise you, I never lose my Google hits, just my underwear. You can reach me at 612679. Or you could find me on the cover of Us Weekly because I'm so alone.
Wow.
Okay. What is that?
That was actually funny.
Great.
Very
well,
funny.
Well, self-awareness can be the first step to coming back, and maybe this is the turnaround.
Yeah, very strong, especially so quick after the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You talk about her singlehood so frankly.
That's
talk
pretty
about
cool.
Family members who aren't quick to issue restraining orders. I mean, that's funny stuff.
That is funny.
I don't think she wrote it, but she delivers it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond is 49 years old today. Robert Carlyle, British actor from The Full Monty and Angela's Ashes, is 48. Anthony Michael Hall turns 41 years old today. Adrian Brody from The Pianist, he won an Oscar for that film.
Yeah.
It's about a piano player.
He plays with his penis?
It's pianist.
Oh.
Some might say pianist.
Oh. That would probably be helpful.
For the piano. 36 years old today. Debrett turns 35. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 32. And actress Abigail Breslin from Little Miss Sunshine celebrates her 13th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.